If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
One day, if you're a girl, you look in the mirror and there they'll be. Instead of a flat chest, two bumps. These are the beginnings of your breasts. And they're not there just to look pretty. They're useful, too.
I literally used to go to bed at night and pray that I would wake up in the morning with big breasts.
Well, that's because you have big jugs. I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them. Mama!
I love fake boobs. Oftentimes you find them on strippers.
First, tell me what's going on with the boobs.
Boobs. Oh, my God. Boobs. Oh, my God. Boobs.
I want to squeeze them.
Hello, those are my breasts.
Nice melons.
I like boobs.
What?
I like boobs. Big boobs. Love them.
Yeah, they're pretty popular.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Oh, yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Marijuana is delicious.
Roll another one. Just like the other one.
Oh, hi. Did you want to buy some drugs?
This one seems to be about to quit. And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time
Let's
to shine.
Let's shine, dude.
Roll.
Best tonic is chronic.
I don't have another cent.
Munchies. Who wants some munchies?
Do
you have any marijuana I might be able to buy from you?
Just pass it around.
And now.
That's right, they're breasts.
Au naturel, baby. That's how I like them. Swing low, sweet chariots.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:34, and we are broadcasting live from Fullerton this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, yeah.
For the Miss Double December pageant and coronation.
Ralph's wearing a suit.
Ralph's wearing
He's
a suit.
He's wearing a tux. Oh, no.
Well, you guys are going to wear your tuxes, nice. So I figured I didn't want to, you know, look bad.
It would make us look bad?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you know how those beauty pageants are. You got to wear a tux, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
We are at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Cafe in Fullerton. And I have one concern. I just got here about 10 minutes ago. And I'm kind of
looking. Is that lightning got here 5 minutes ago?
Nah,
that's not it?
That's normal. No, I'm taking a lay of the land. I'm looking at how things are. I don't know how our Miss Double December contestants are going to make it all the way to the end of the runway.
I'm concerned with that, too. I think they're going to get lost in the...
They need to, like, train for a marathon if they're going to go that far.
They're going to look like ants on the stage.
And when they get to the other end, we're not going to be able to see them.
That's true.
What's going to be going on then?
Well, there's a help station in the middle that they could stop at and rest up. They get some fluids,
I've told them to leave a trail of breadcrumbs so they can find their way back to the stage.
Now, Lightning, does each girl get their own Sherpa in order to be able to make it to the end, or do they all have to just wing it on their own? I'm concerned about that.
Don't ask Lightning. He just woke up.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Excuse me. I'm sorry, Kevin. We misunderstood. The stage is 6 feet long.
Oh, that's right. There's room for one woman at a time.
I didn't realize that was the runway. I thought it was just a ramp that someone was going to move out of the way.
Oh, that's it.
I thought it was the steps to get up here to the stage. That's actually the runway.
Really?
That is
wow, Light. Nice.
We're
going to
be able to put two women tops on that. Two women tops.
If they're right behind each
other.
Right.
I mean, really, they're going to have to hug.
Yeah.
Speaking of women's tops, what about Lisa May today?
What about Lisa May?
I wanted to dress up a little for the event.
For the occasion?
Yeah.
Somebody with some class.
That lifts and separates, Lisa.
Oh.
Got to be honest.
It's all about the good foundation.
That is fantastic. Absolutely. What
you guys want to go longer? I can go longer on this. I didn't want to because
That's what she said.
There's not a whole lot of real estate here. So can I be heard in this thing? It's
yes,
only,
you
it's only
can
in the
be
house.
Heard. We're just ignoring you.
You can be heard.
You can be heard, but we just don't want to.
Do you want to go little?
This thing, when it's full at 6 a.m., I think you'll want as little runway as possible.
So you made a runway for one. That was your plan.
I pretty much did, yes.
I like the fact that there's no way for the girls to get up and off it. That's good.
There is. That's right in this vicinity right here.
It's more of a standway than it is a runway.
Yeah. That's a good point.
They have to take little tiny mincing steps all the way out.
I love the fact that we're already here and on the air and just now realizing this. That's what I love. That's my favorite part.
We're good.
And by the way,
we do good work.
I know we have a very, very busy show. Am I right about that, Ralph?
We're chock full.
We're going to end at like noon, right? I mean, it's going to. We got a lot of business to take care of.
We're going to run well into Lycus.
But can I? why is Mike here? That concerns me.
Why is Mike's mic on?
At least he's loud talking and laughing.
Yeah, exactly.
Better question.
Can I just say this because I have to get this out of my system? You know, I hate the handicapped, right? I got no time for the handicapped. They're different from you and me. I don't think they should be allowed out. You guys are with me on that, of course.
No one's with you.
No one.
So
nobody.
I'm coming down to to come to the event here in Fullerton today. So I drive to the airport, and there's 6 levels of parking at the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport.
Bastards.
And for some reason, maybe because Thanksgiving week, a lot of traveling, every space was taken. Okay, it was one of those deals where you show up and you just go around and around, and you go up to the next level, you go around and around, go to the next level. I went all the way up to the top level that I didn't even know existed, the one that's not even in the parking structure. It's actually out in the air.
Right.
It's the top level. It's the roof of the thing, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, most of us have been to airports, right?
I understand.
Okay.
So driving around, not a single parking space. What do? You go into the airport, there's no parking space. Then I see this guy come out with his luggage. Old guy, you'd love this guy, but super old guy, walking really, really slowly. And I got no choice at this point. I'm looking at the clock. I got a flight to catch, so I basically just keep my eye on him and keep going around. And eventually he gets to where his car is, and I see it, and I eventually go all the way around and try to take his space. Parking in a goddamn handicap spot.
Imagine that.
So the old guy was?
Old guy was parking in a handicap spot. Which means I couldn't use his space. So I wasted all that time.
I would think a guy like you would just park in that space.
No.
You don't like him.
I don't like him. They don't deserve their own parking space because this old guy's a perfect example. He's old and handicapped, apparently, because he's got the card.
Right.
He doesn't need to be going anywhere.
And then what happened?
They should just stay home.
He doesn't need to be going anywhere. Who wants to... He could go fly and see somebody. Nobody wants to see an old handicapped guy. He should just stay home, wait to die.
Is this what's your deal? I feel like we've got a caller on the line. Is there a point to this story?
What happens when Bean travels.
My whole point is... We've all lived a life. We've all been in the world. We've all had a hard time finding parking, and we've all run into handicapped parking spaces that were open and we couldn't take them.
Yeah, but I hate the handicapped.
You can't hate the handicapped.
I do. And this guy ruined my day, is what I'm saying. This guy made me drive around for a freaking hour, or what seemed like it was probably 5 minutes, and then I couldn't even take his space, and then I had to start all over again. I'm just saying, look, old handicapped guy, stay home. No one wants you to visit them. Just stay home and wait to die.
All right, then.
Here's what should be happening. Handicapped people should hate you with all of their heart because you can walk and you do nothing with it.
That is such a good point.
Never have legs been so wasted before.
A waste of legs right here.
Who hates the handicapped? Who's with me? Let's hear it.
Couple guys already drinking.
These are my people. That's all I'm saying.
No one is your person.
All
people.
I feel better. They don't exist. I feel better having gotten that off my chest.
I think we all do. It's a hell of a start to the show.
Yes.
I'll tell you that much.
Yes.
It's riveting, and everyone's very excited now.
Those people should stop it, is what I'm saying.
I'm saying the show's going to get better.
All right. So tell me how today works. What do we have coming up on today's program?
Well, we have Miss Double D, of course. We have the 10 finalists here, only one at a time allowed on stage. But we're gonna take votes on the website right up through 9:30. And then we're going to crown Miss Double December.
I don't know if we've made it clear enough that it is the decision of the listeners who becomes Miss Double December for 2008. So the responsibility rests squarely on their shoulders.
That's correct.
It's up to them.
So we're going to do that today. We have Petros and Money coming down. We're going to talk to them about sports, big USC-UCLA weekend going on.
See that Cowboys-Packers game last
night? Oh.
I did not. I saw part of it, but I didn't see the end of it. Cowboys get beat?
No.
Cowboys get beat?
No. Cowboys won. Packers stayed in pretty, hung in there. Kind of tight, but then towards the end, it just all the wheels fell off. Brett Favre went out injured.
Oh.
Hit his elbow and his throwing arm, his right elbow, and separated his left shoulder.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so they're not sure what's up with him. And Aaron Rodgers came in and played pretty well. So I'm sure we'll be talking about that with Money and P.
Last night's game was the game that made people finally go, I've got to get the NFL Network. I don't have any choice.
Yeah.
Because that game was not available to 80% of the people in the country.
Well, they should have gotten it before.
But, I mean, that's 2 10-1 teams. That's the game you wanted to see, and most people couldn't see it.
Yeah. The state capitals of both Texas and Wisconsin was not available that game.
How about that?
I thought it was pretty spectacular.
That is funny. Also on today's show, we have a live performance from KFED. He's going to join us down here.
Wow.
The number seven most powerful young Hollywood dude under 45 or whatever details need to.
That's what the title is. You got to
bring in the kids?
I don't know. Oh. I imagine since he's such a great dad.
He is.
Are the kids getting ready for their new little brother or sister?
Oh, how about that?
Oh, please don't tell me that's true. Please don't tell
SK me. SK Rotem, Scrotum says that he's the daddy of Britney's new baby.
And we're going to talk to Harvey Levin about that this morning from TMZ.com.
Who I think is the father, by the way. If anybody's the father, it's
wouldn't
Harvey Levin.
Wouldn't that be
awesome? It'd be the best thing ever.
Oh, I would so respect him.
And we wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised at this point to find out any particular person that Britney nailed.
That's
would
true.
Would you? I mean,
no.
Seriously.
No.
Except for Harvey.
I bet five people in this room have had Britney.
Yeah, I wonder how this guy actually knows he's the father.
Exactly.
Because really, it's like drawing your name out of a hat.
That's a great question.
I'm going to tell you, if it turns out to be a handicap guy was the father,
shut
I'm going to be really
with,
pissed.
Shut up with the handicap
I'm just
thing.
Saying.
All right, we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph. Showbiz Beat from Fullerton this morning on the world-famous K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. Kevin and Bean Show, 10 minutes till 6.
10 minutes till the bar opens.
Oh, there you go.
That's what really counts.
Half of our listeners already drunk, no bar open.
I know, I don't know where they were, but I wish I had been there.
They were tailgating. They were in the parking lot. Yeah. We're at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Cafe on Commonwealth Avenue in beautiful downtown Fullerton. And do you guys saw the Marines on the way in? You give them the new unwrapped toy? Took care of that?
Yes, all right.
Semper Fi.
Want to thank the U.S. Marine Corps for being here. Of course, we're happy to help in their Toys for Tots. I keep going to call it a contest.
It's a contest. Really? Whoever gets the best toy has to go to Iraq with one of the Marines.
I didn't know that.
Good times.
But the Marines are out there, and it's the Toys for Tots free admission here this morning with a donation of a new unwrapped toy. So thank you to everybody who's already in here at the place. Ralph Garman's here with the Showbiz Beat at 551 for a Friday. What's going on, Ralph?
Another rough week for Britney Spears. In Touch Weekly magazine is standing by their story that J.R. Rotem, who apparently is a music producer, confirmed that he and Britney were having a child.
And this was a text message or something that somebody got a hold of?
He texted the magazine and said, yes, it's true. Britney is with child and it is mine. Now, Britney is continuing to deny it. In fact, OK Magazine claims she's so furious that she's contemplating legal action. She's going to sue the fetus.
Really?
Yeah, she's going to sue her own uterus.
Wow. I didn't know you could do that.
Apparently you can. You can do anything. By the way, Us Weekly Magazine's got a great story about Britney. She threw a temper tantrum at a Southern California adult store about a week ago.
Right.
Because she was told she wasn't allowed to try on any of the outfits that she wanted to due to hygienic reasons.
Oh, no.
I'm sure that's an across-the-board policy.
Right.
You can't put on the leather underwear.
Sure.
Because who knows what you got crawling down there. But I'm sure when they saw Britney walk in, they really enforced it.
They have to burn the store down after she leaves anyway.
So what she decided to do was lift her skirt, drop her panties.
Yes.
And then pull on a pair of boy shorts. In the middle of the store, she did this.
Shut yes.
So that she could put the clothing on top of the shorts that she was wearing.
I'm hot.
Wow.
Yeah. A hazmat team was immediately called and took a week to get the fumes out. But
the story happened yesterday. It took a week to get the fumes out.
It happened November 18th, about a week ago. You want to bring it already?
Sorry.
Is that what you want to do?
Saying there's something happened down at the end of the table.
Is there? What is the deal with Dancing with the Stars where you're obligated to bone your partner after you win?
Are they all having sex?
Sure is happening a lot.
Well, it seems like every time somebody wins on the show, the next thing we hear is, oh, by the way, they're a couple.
Yeah.
But that'll never happen to Helio, the race car driver, because he and his fiance are tight.
Helio Castroneves just broke off his engagement with his fiance this week.
How about that?
And rumors are already swirling that he's got a new girlfriend. That girlfriend would be his Dancing with the Stars partner, Julianne Hough.
Shocking.
Oh.
He may have scored here. She is 19 years old.
Oh, my God.
And he is 50.
I don't know.
50.
I don't know what he is.
Happy.
He's not 19.
He's
happy.
That much.
Yeah, apparently they were spotted shopping together in Beverly Hills last week, sort of canoodling, as the old folks say.
Right. The only person I've ever heard use that word is you.
I love canoodling. And he told a reporter that Julianne is very close to him.
Hmm.
Yes. Especially at night.
Nice.
And she's sweaty. Tom Cruise may be a star here in Los Angeles and throughout America, but apparently his life isn't interesting enough to the Brits. You know when Andrew Morton is writing that tell-all biography about him?
Right.
The publisher in England has decided not to publish the book overseas because they believe, and this is their quote, his life is just too boring.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're not trying,
for the British readers.
Yeah. Someone got to them.
American readers will get their chance to buy the book in January, but apparently it will not be in England.
Yeah.
That's shocking to me.
I'm telling you, within a week, they're going to cancel the whole book.
You think?
Just because, yes, I think there's sinister forces behind
somebody this one. From a certain address on Hollywood Boulevard will be making some phone calls.
Yes.
Well, the author's already in hiding, you know. Andrew Morton is already
is
in hiding.
Really?
Yeah. He decided to sell his house after some death threats, and he has disappeared.
Wow.
He may disappear for longer than that.
It's interesting because our experience with Scientologists have been that they are open to questions.
Yes.
Very
tolerant.
Yeah, they really are. Just bring it in the light, man.
What
We've
do you need to know?
To
we'll tell you everything.
We'll tell you everything, yeah.
Congratulations to Drea Di Matteo. You know her, of course, from The Sopranos. Mm-hmm. She played Adrian on that show. She and her boyfriend, Shooter Jennings,
yes,
the son of Waylon Jennings, the country music star, they had their first baby on Wednesday night, Alabama Gypsy Rose Jennings.
Yes.
Yeehaw.
Yes.
Just by a poll now. You are just driving your daughter straight to the strip club when you name her Alabama Gypsy Rose.
She doesn't have a choice at that point.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming up to the stage, Alabama. Alabama to stage one, please.
Wow.
Get your singles out, fellas. These girls don't work for nothing. And Bryan Adams. Remember Bryan Adams in the 80s had a bunch of hits?
Sure.
He's got a new girlfriend.
Bad face.
Oh, like you could, like pockmarks. Just,
yeah.
Oh, you had to clean his face with an ice cream scooper.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how pocked he was. He did not have good skin.
No, he did not.
It's not smooth.
He needs Puffy with the Proactive is what he needs.
He's got a new girlfriend, according to thisislondon.com. He's been dating supermodel Elle McPherson.
Oh, come on.
That face, Elle McPherson.
Bryan Adams should not be pulling Elle McPherson.
No, he should not. Nor should she be pulling him, I think,
no.
More importantly.
Come to think of it.
Yeah. And talk about your career just hitting a low. Tara Reid's got trouble.
Oh, more?
Yeah. You know, she can't work. No one will hire her. Mm. She's got a new gig. She has now officially been announced as the host of Australia's annual Hookers Ball.
Yes.
The Hookers Ball isn't what you think it is.
Oh.
Oh, no, wait a minute. It's exactly what you think it is. It's a party for prostitutes.
That's
she will
great.
Be the host of that, and she says she'll be dressed up as a lady of the night. Shocking.
Wow.
And will be the judge of the wet t-shirt contest. So she's got that going for her.
She used to be in movies, right?
She used to be a movie star.
Yeah.
Now she's hosting Hookers.
You know, the only time I ever see Tara Reid's name is on TMZ.com when she either can't get admitted to a club
right.
or there's another really unflattering picture of her bizarre boobs.
Yeah, of
that's
her
it.
Horrible plastic surgery.
Yeah, that's the only two times she ever makes the news.
Yeah, pretty much.
So what? I guess this is all she's got left.
And Bean, I've got some good news for you.
Tell me.
In Touch magazine reports that it's official. Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens have signed on to star in the third
God.
High School Musical
if
movie.
We could just get rid of Vanessa. What? I'm just saying.
Hey, how come people say I'm gay?
The only
Why
way
are you
to make it
so
better
mean to me.
The only way to make it better is if there's more. If Zac could play all the roles.
How
if
come everybody
Zac
calls me gay?
Look at Zac
in the
I
nude.
Don't get it.
In the nude, exactly.
Filming begins in February on that, and I don't know if you've seen it, but they just released photos of the brand new kit in the new Knight Rider series. Have you seen the new kit?
No, I have no interest.
Oh,
in it.
Dude,
no interest in that.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Kit?
It's a Shelby Cobra Mustang.
All right.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
We don't get the chance to do this right now because we're usually in the studio, but we actually have a live audience. This might be a good opportunity for us to gauge the interest in the new Knight Rider series.
Anybody want to see the new Knight Rider?
Yeah! All right.
People have spoken.
How many people are with Kevin and Bean and really don't care?
Oh, our people raise their hands. That's BS.
Because they don't care. They can't generate enough to care to even make some sound.
All right, so we're wrong, I guess.
And it's got the red thing.
You and
I thing that goes across.
Yeah. So cool.
Lisa, where are you on the Knight Rider series?
No.
Not so much?
That's not.
Okay.
No. Yeah. If it was a Knight Rider play on Broadway.
That's right.
Oh, man. That would be so cool.
If it was Hasselhoff, I'd be all over it.
He's got a guest. He's got a guest star. It's the son of Hasselhoff. And Hasselhoff's son is taking over.
Is he going to be in every episode?
No, he won't.
All right.
Yeah.
Then I'm out.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Alicia Cuthbert from 24.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Did she? She got away from the mountain lion, right? She's okay?
Yeah, she got away from the mountain lion.
I have been following the news.
How long did you think that was going on, that standoff between her and the mountain lion?
I don't watch the show.
Happened like 3 years ago.
I didn't know. That's the last I heard about her.
Clay Aiken turns 29 years old.
Oh, this is the best day ever. How old's my Clay?
He's 29.
Okay. I don't understand why everybody says I'm gay.
I love Clay.
Here's something up to turn you gay. Sandra Oh celebrates her 37th birthday today.
Yeah.
Actor-director Ben Stiller is 42. Billy Idol is 52. Has
How
anyone
that?
Looked better at 52 than Billy Idol? Has anyone done more drugs and then looked so good at 52?
Deal with the devil. That's the only explanation there.
It's insane.
Not fair.
Director Ridley Scott turned 70. And one of our favorites, TV personality and legendary TV producer Dick Clark
Dick Clark celebrates his 78th birthday. His past couple years have really been his best, I think.
I agree.
Yeah.
He's very sharp.
Thank you, Ryan, very much. It's really good to be back with you again this year.
Yeah. Aww. That's going to be a party at Dick's house.
They've already made the announcement that he's back on the air this year. He will be part of the New Year's Eve show on
ABC. And they're going to blame us for making fun of
him. Exactly.
Right. They make the decision. You make fun of Strokey, they'll say.
Exactly.
And we'll say, don't put him on TV.
Exactly.
That's right.
That's right. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Yes. Remember that. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 9 minutes after 6 o'clock.
When do the girls get here? Because, frankly, this is the sausage fest at this point. It's
sure
a dry
is.
Bar in Fullerton.
The girl listeners and sausage. Miss Double D.
I know we're bringing our own girls to this remote. I know that. Yes. We brought our Miss Double D finalist. But
it's BYOG.
But apparently it is raining just a tiny bit here in Fullerton, and there's a leak in the girls' dressing room.
Uh-huh.
So apparently our Miss Double D contestants are going to be wet.
Oh.
That's a wet T-shirt contest.
There's nothing we can do.
I'm sorry to hear that. By the way, if you're not here, then you should know that we are webcasting starting at around 7 o'clock or a little bit before this morning at krock.com. You're going to be able to see all the action. And I think between now and then, we may have to talk to Scott, the videographer, to make sure he understands what it is we're looking for in the, you know, the upskirt. I mean the webcast.
Right. How right, dare exactly. you?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Anyway, so Miss Double D pageant today and coronation is all happening on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll catch up with Harvey Levin from TMZ.com, get all the latest Britney news. He, as usual, is on top of the story coming up in about 15 minutes. First, though, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the slide bar in Fullerton. The great Ozzy Osbourne is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Ozzy,
good morning.
How would all these people get in my hotel room?
Well, you're not in your hotel. We're actually in a...
No. Sharon, why am I in a hotel room?
Nope, we're in the slide bar in Fullerton. You know
why am I sleeping in a bar?
You're not. You actually came down because we needed to talk to you today, Ozzy.
What did you want to talk about?
Well, the suicide pact. We heard that you and Sharon have some kind of a suicide pact where you're going to... kill yourselves together?
That's right. We love each other so much, we don't want to live together without each other.
Now, apparently, MSNBC had the story. Your wife was on, and she talked about she saw how painful it was when her father got sick and then deteriorated and then eventually died. And she doesn't want to put your kids
through. It was horrible because he deteriorated before he died.
Right.
It was horrible.
That's what happens, right? But he doesn't, I guess...
It's better to die than to deteriorate.
Exactly, yeah. Ozzy.
So that's how I want to go.
Right. But what Sharon is saying is she doesn't want to put your kids through that. She doesn't want to put, whichever one of you gets sick, she doesn't want to put you through that. So what you're going to do is you're going to have a mutually acceptable date where you're going to decide, okay, that's it, we're just going to kill ourselves together.
Wednesday.
Well, next week?
Yes.
Well, why now?
Seems good.
So Sharon, why not put it off if you're still in good health? Why do it this week?
Sharon, let's put it off.
Sharon actually mentioned a year. She's mentioned 2012, I believe, was pretty much her target. I don't know why.
I'll never make it. I'm not going to make it in 2012.
5 years from now.
I'm shooting for Wednesday.
But here's what we're saying, Ozzy.
Yeah.
Okay. You're gone, all right? You're dead. Let's face it.
I'm dead. Sharon,
no,
I'm dead.
You're not dead yet.
But you'll be dead. I mean, let's look at the man. He's 1 foot in the grave. Your wife is young and healthy.
Charming fella.
Your wife is young and healthy and vivacious and energetic and full of life. Why should she die just because you do? Why not let her go on and live the next 20 years?
Because she doesn't want to deal with Jack and Kelly without me.
Oh.
I wanted to commit suicide when they were born. When I saw how much Kelly was eating, I said, we can't afford the grocery bills. We have to kill ourselves. And Sharon talked me out of it.
Uh-huh.
And then when Jack took all my Oxycontin,
I wanted
to kill myself then.
Yeah, right. I understand.
But she talked me out of it.
Right. Uh-huh.
So now we decided we don't want to deal with them anymore.
So
Jack and Kelly.
You're going to kill the whole family?
Or no, we're going to kill ourselves.
To get away from them.
Right, because if we kill them, we'll go to jail.
Oh, I see. Well, they have thought this out then.
I don't want to go to jail.
It's funny because Sharon didn't mention anything about the kids. She was just saying she wouldn't be able to live without you.
But she doesn't want to know the truth.
Oh, is that it?
The truth is we hate our children.
Here's the quote.
They're horrible. Have you seen our children?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
They're horrible people.
I wouldn't want to live with them either.
Kelly's a fat.
She's
huge.
Fat. She's a fat,
She is not a thin girl.
You know, she's not as fat as she used to be.
She is not svelte.
And Jack seems to have cleaned up a little bit.
Hey, it's a lie.
It's a lie?
Yeah,
oh,
he looks clean.
Not?
But he's not clean.
Wow.
You ever smelled him?
No, oh, well. Of course not.
He's not smelled.
Let me read the quote, Ozzy, and get your reaction to this. This is what your wife said. Ozzy and I have absolutely come to the same decision. We believe 100% in euthanasia, and we've drawn up plans to go to the assisted suicide flat in Switzerland if we ever have an illness that affects our brains. If Ozzy or I ever got Alzheimer's, that's it.
we'd be off.
Euthanasia. Are we adopting people from China?
No, that's not what that means.
We don't need any more children.
No.
I don't want any youth from Asia.
No, euthanasia. It means putting you down, basically. Sending you to Puppy Lake.
Oh, we're going to kill ourselves.
Yes,
exactly.
That's an excellent idea. I should talk to Sharon about that.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous Kira. 106.7 KROQ at 23 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Speaking of Surge, speaking of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2007, you are listening for Jimmy Eat World to sing The Middle. That'll play between 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. When you hear it, just be called a 20 and win your tickets to the show. Very exciting news. I don't know if we're allowed to say it, but Monday. If
you're not allowed.
Okay.
All right. Monday going to be really cool.
We're in Fullerton this morning at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Cafe, minutes away from Kelly and Tawny and Cassidy and Dre and Cassandra and Elizabeth and Irene and Caitlin and Chanel. We're talking about the Miss Double December pageant. First, though, you know, Brittany doesn't stop making news just because we're live doing something else.
No.
And everyone is talking about, is she or isn't she? Harvey Levin from TMZ.com and TMZ TV, weeknights on Channel 11 at 6:30, joins us on the phone right now. Good morning, Mr. Levin.
I'm the opening act to Miss Double December.
Yes, you are.
Hey,
no,
nothing wrong with that, Harvey. I'll tell you. Hey, Harvey, real quick before we hear what you've got on the pregnancy. Yesterday, we had on a chick from Team Brittany. And I guess you probably were aware of it from the run of the website. We weren't. There are still people out there who are rapidly defending her and think it's everyone else's fault in the world that Britney's in the trouble she is and not hers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you go to the comments on the website, there are wars that erupt every time we put a story up. A lot of people think that she married the wrong guy, that he took advantage of her, that the paparazzi are making her life miserable, that she's basically a young woman who's trying her best, and people are picking on her for doing things that every parent in America does.
Right. That's what this chick said. Her name was Jessie yesterday. She called. She has a one-year-old, by the way.
Yeah.
And she was defending Brittany as a mom, and we were like, how far will you go to defend somebody?
Yeah, well, tell Jessie to get over it.
Okay.
We did.
We tried. I don't think it worked.
Now, tell us, for folks who maybe all the Britney news blurs together, why this latest rash of Britney pregnancy rumors? What's the source? What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, it has to do with this alleged BlackBerry from J.L. Rodham saying that, yeah, she's pregnant. We're hearing from everybody that we know in her camp that it just ain't true, that she's not pregnant, and whoever sent the text message, it may not have even been Rodham, but, my money is on her not being pregnant.
Isn't it kind of risky, Harvey, for, I guess it was In Touch Weekly magazine who published the story, for them to continue to stand by it without really checking their facts?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not saying I know to a certainty, because I don't think anybody but her she really knows, but everything I'm getting, they're saying it's absolutely, her camp saying it's absolutely not true. Right. And you know, what you can understand, believe me, this woman is pretty much, you can say anything and she's not going to sue. I mean, her life is so wacky right now that I think anybody can say anything they want to say and they're pretty safe in not getting sued.
She also seems like the kind of smart woman we see on the news a couple times a year who would be 8 months pregnant and not know it.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
That's true. No, let me ask you this, though, Harvey. Her camp would deny it if she was pregnant, right? Probably?
Well, her official camp, I mean, this may surprise you, but we have inside sources.
No!
And they're saying it's just bogus. They're saying it's totally not true.
God, I hope that's true.
Did you see her yesterday at Target?
No.
Oh, you're kidding me.
What'd she do?
It was awesome.
What did she do?
Harvey.
Did you see this? I thought you guys looked at the site and watched the show.
We do all the time, but we're down on the location in Fullerton.
She went to Target. And it was just mayhem in there. And she was pissed, and she started swearing because there were so many paparazzi. But then all of these security guards started helping her from Target. And as she got in her car, she just said, I like the Target police better than the other police.
She sounds like a four-year-old.
But then the headline was, then, I mean, this is unbelievable. Britney Spears then went to Barnes & Noble's.
bookstore?
I did see your video of that on the site. And, it was very funny because on the site you had Brittany saying, what are all those things? Looking at the books.
She was gone to the Starbucks inside.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, two quick questions for you, Harvey, because we know you got your morning meeting. Again, Harvey Levin on the line from TMZ.com. Number one is, I'm surprised at the media frenzy over this. Like last night, they spent 15 minutes on Showbiz Tonight on CNN Headline News about it. If everybody's denying it, is there anything other than just somebody says, I got it on a text message from a guy who may or may not have been the guy?
Listen, that's the only thing that I'm hearing from them and everybody inside of her camp is saying it's just not true. So, you know, she's got other, there are so many things going on. The one thing I will tell you is, you know, just in terms of money, you know what's going on with, there's going to be really something really interesting happening. She's paying him $15,000 a month in child support.
Right, KFED, right? Yeah.
Wow.
But here's the deal. That's actually below, when you look, there are court schedules, it's below what somebody like him would get given her income. And on top of that, he was getting that when they were sharing the kids 50-50. He has the kids full-time now. Oh. Plus, he was getting $20,000 a month additional in spousal support, and that ran out 2 weeks ago. She doesn't have to pay him that anymore. So I'm guessing that the new year, very early, is going to bring a bitter war on how much money KFED should be getting from her. And that's going to be really interesting.
That's why I think he's been going for this the whole time. I don't believe
it's a paycheck.
He's a good dad. I don't believe any of that. He gets full custody, he gets more money.
But, you know, and that is true, but I will say, from what I'm seeing, he's actually stepping up. Whether he's stepping up for the right reasons or not, I don't know. But he's stepping up, and he's actually become, you know, K-Daddy.
All right. I'm going to have to deny that, Harvey. I'm sorry. That is just not
based
true.
Based on nothing at all, right. Kevin disagrees with
I'm going to deny your very valid point.
Let me close with this, Harvey, and I'm curious at your opinion. Let's say she is pregnant. I think it's a huge story. It's a seismic change in America in the way they feel about abortion. Don't you? I mean, people who really would never, under any circumstances, say abortion is okay are now going to say, all right, there are some limits.
Yeah.
They're just brutal.
No, it's true. The Pope has come forward. The Pope has come forward and said, if that's the case, he okays it.
The Pope said that.
Yeah, Pope said because clearly it's the right thing to do.
Roe versus Brett.
Exactly. All right. Harvey, have a fantastic weekend.
You too, guys.
TMZ.com, TMZ TV, 630, Channel 11, weeknights. Have a great weekend. Thanks, Harvey.
Have fun there, guys.
Thank you. Will.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Live from the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Cafe in Fullerton for the Miss Double D Beauty Pageant and Coronation.
Petros Papadakis and Matt Money Smith, by the way, are going to be joining us. What?
Or Papadakis.
Whatever it is.
Been a friend of ours forever.
They're both coming down. They're both coming down to help us with the pageant that's kicking off in just a little while. We got a full crowd here this morning in Fullerton, and everybody in here had to donate a new unwrapped toy to the U.S. Marine Corps Toys for Tots. Give yourselves a big hand for that, first of all. And I think we've got one of the guys who's been accepting the toys right here.
Sergeant Joshua Carrillo.
Yes,
good morning.
Hey, Josh.
Carrillo,
how are you, man?
I'm sorry.
How you doing? Good.
How are things going so far?
Things are going great. Everyone's been doing a great job.
People are bringing toys,
right? People are bringing lots of toys.
Because we were threatening them that you guys could shoot on site if they don't.
Well, we appreciate all the support.
How did it seems like such an odd combination. How did the U.S. Marine Corps get in the collecting toys business?
Well, it all started back in 1947. There was a unit out in Los Angeles. So Major Bill Hendricks, his wife made a Raggedy Ann doll and told him she wanted him to hand deliver it to an organization that would, deliver it to an organization that would give it to a toy.
Right.
To a child.
To a kid. Okay.
Yeah. And he couldn't find such organization. So him and all his Marine reservists there went ahead and collected 2,000 toys at Christmas.
How about
and,
that?
And a year after that, the Marine Corps adopted it as Toys for Tots.
And by collect, do you mean steal?
No, we don't do that anymore.
Collect, okay.
I was just glad when I saw you guys out there this morning with the trucks, I thought, at least America must be at peace, because clearly we wouldn't be able to spare this manpower unless there were no wars going on around the world. So we got that. Do people buy the cheapest possible toy they can when they bring it?
Not necessarily, no. They've got great toys, and actually this crowd did a great job.
Really?
We saw some really neat toys out there. Monster trucks, Spider-Man's, the whole nine. It was good.
I got to tell you what's really, really cool about the K-Rock audience, because my wife and I run a foundation, too. Every time we bring any kind of an opportunity in front of our audience, it's amazing how excited people are to help.
Yes, it is. Yes,
it really is. It's just they don't want to cheap out, and it's really
not
a good
all.
Group.
Not at all. We really appreciate that.
Yeah. Now, Josh, have you done a lot of toys collecting before today? Is this something you do a lot
of? Yeah, we do a whole campaign. This is my fifth year doing the Toys for Tots. So we do a campaign every Christmas, beginning in November, all the way through December. And we do numerous events. The community here in Orange County helps us a lot, tremendously.
Right.
Orange County firefighters have linked up with Toys for Tots, as well as the Orange County Social Services, and we got this big toy collaborative where we're collecting toys for Orange County.
And where do most of the toys go? Is it hospitals or what is it?
Actually, the Orange County Social Services are the ones that they screen all the people that are getting the toys, and they're the ones that get the requests, and we just fulfill those.
And a lot of lead paint, I imagine, in the toys?
Not at all. Not
a lot
at
of day rape drugs show up and stuff like that. Hey, you told us right before we went on, Josh, that you are very near the end of your time as a Marine.
I am. Yes, I am. I'm going to be getting out in January.
Most guys, and I'm curious where you're at on this, most guys, it's really hard to leave the Corps because it's your family.
It is. I think I'm going to go through withdrawals for a few months before I realize what I'm going to do with my life.
And then you're going to change your mind and get back in?
I don't know. I hope not.
Why are you leaving if that's not too personal?
I've done everything I've set out to do. I've set my goals and I've met them and I'm happy. I'm content.
Did you get to kill a guy?
Bean.
What do you think the medals are for?
Yeah, by the way, look at these uniforms, Lisa.
Yeah, listen, Matt, you know I love a man in
of
uniform.
Course, yeah.
And he is really handsome. And the saddest thing is, I love that we have all these guys here, but there aren't any women here to appreciate these hockey Marines. We have another hot Marine over here.
And there are a couple of gay guys out here, so don't worry about it.
You know it.
Yeah. Hey, Josh, what do you tell people who maybe look at the U.S. Marine Corps as a career choice for them? Do you recommend it?
I do. I recommend it a lot. I learned a lot of discipline, and the reason why I joined was for discipline, and I got that. I got the challenge. It was great. It's a fun ride, and I recommend it to anybody that wants to do it.
Wow. Well, I tell you, the fact that you guys were willing to come down here and help us collect toys, we can't thank you enough for that. And when you put it in perspective with how long you've been doing it and how much you do every year, it's amazing. The organization does a fantastic job at this time of year.
Yes,
it really does.
Do.
All right, so people who aren't here today, where should they go? What should they do if they want to contribute this year?
They can go online to toysfortots.org, and they can find a local station that's doing a toy drive. Every reserve station in any community is doing a toy drive. They go to toysfortots.org, they can find one near their community, and they can go ahead and donate there. They'll have a number and a point of contact.
And you're all booked up as far as reservations through Christmas, right?
We have numerous events. We're still taking requests for events, but we do have already set schedule for what we're doing for the rest of the month.
How many of your guys are down here with you today?
We have Sergeant Ariola here. We have three Marines. Staff Sergeant Perry's out there in the front collecting toys. Captain King.
All right, so four of you all together?
Yes.
All right, I'll tell you what we're going
to
do.
I don't mean to be rude because he's right there and he can kick my ass, but is he Sergeant Ariola?
Yes. Nipple for short.
Really? Nice.
That is awesome. We haven't cleared this with the girls, but if it's okay with you guys, I think each Marine gets one Miss Double December pageant contestant. How about that?
That seems nice.
I think you all get your choice. You can pick one and take her home with you.
Okay.
All right? And if the girls say no, then clearly they don't love America. That's what I have to say. All right, Josh, good luck to you, man.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you to everybody who donated toys here this morning, and it's toysfortots.org.
Yes, toysfortots.org.
U.S. Marine Corps, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back live from Fullerton. Ralph's got the showbiz beat right after this on K-Rock.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It is 6:51. We're broadcasting live from the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Cafe in Fullerton.
I saw Miss Double December 2004 Christy and Miss Double December 2005 Melissa hugging and kissing a moment ago.
Nice.
They really love each other.
I saw that. Yeah. And Miss
they
Double December,
each other.
Yeah. Miss Double December 2007, Lauren, of course, will be here later because that's how the crown is transferred to the new Miss Double December 2008 is through saliva. Right. So
I wish you guys would say it's through a kiss rather than saliva. It sounds so gross when you say that.
Am I watching too much CSI?
I think you are. Okay. It's transferred through a passionate kiss. Yes,
that's what I meant to say.
It was saliva. This sounds gross.
All right. Slobber.
Yeah. Here's the deal. Slide Bar Rock and Roll Cafe is where we are in Fullerton.
By the way, man, I'd say the Bloody Marys are excellent.
Oh, good, yes. Good. If you're hearing this on the radio, that means you're not here and you're going to miss the Boob Fest. So we're saying go to krock.com and watch it online. We will be streaming it via the website starting in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, the pageant starts in about 10 minutes. And I'm surprised because the bar's only been open for about 50 minutes.
Yeah. Right.
But I'm already just embarrassed and shocked. I was backstage checking on the girls, and we've got security at the door, but somehow Omar finds his way back there.
Oh, no.
And he is already hammered. So the Marines come over to try to help.
Right.
He's pounding on the dressing room door. Let me see your boobs. Let me see your boobs.
Why?
And he's got dolphin shorts on, which I haven't seen anyone wear since the 80s. And he's got, he's obviously aroused. So the Marines come over and they try to pull him off, and he's like, "Semper Fi, mother effer," and he starts headbutting the Marine.
Hey, Ralph,
and the Marine had to pick up a toy, a brand new unwrapped toy,
right?
And start beating
no, Omar.
Hey, Ralph.
I'm pretty sure it was Candyland. I think it was the board game Candyland.
Hey, Ralph.
Hold on. What? Omar, Omar.
Wait. Hold on. Omar, what? Ralph. We're telling a story. What?
Omar, what?
That wasn't me. I'm back here at the studio again.
You're not down here for the big double December pageant?
No.
Who was that?
You're not seeing the beautiful girls scantily dressed?
No, not me.
Oh.
I'm back here with Dave.
Oh, it might have been Jed the Fish.
It might have been. 6:53, Friday morning on K-Rock. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Interesting Hollywood connection with NFL star Sean Taylor of the Redskins, who passed away this week after being shot in his home in Miami. Apparently, his girlfriend, who he's got an 18-month-old girl with, is the niece of Andy Garcia, actor Andy Garcia.
No kidding.
Yeah. That is an extremely tenuous connection.
Wow.
Well, it's his niece.
That's not so bad.
Close.
Okay.
It's like a second cousin or something.
All right.
Anyway, Andy spoke out about the death, saying that Sean died trying to protect his girlfriend and his baby Jackie. And he says it's a testament to his humanity and his courage that he was able to protect his family and sacrifice his life to do so.
Hmm.
So, sad news, but
it's
interesting.
I wonder if he was targeted, as some suggest. I guess there have been other break-ins into his house, and they don't think it was just a random guy who happened to break into his house. They think maybe they knew it was him. And
one of his friends saying he thinks it was a personal attack.
Oh, really?
Police are still treating it as a robbery so far.
Probably a Cowboys fan, I would imagine.
The Redskins?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the rivalry, right?
Yeah. Speaking of Andy Garcia, his Ocean's 11 co-star Brad Pitt has said he's given something up. He is no longer going to appear nude in movies.
Has he done that?
Yeah.
The one girl out there went, no!
Brad Pitt says he will not be nude in any more films. He was nude, of course, in Thelma and Louise.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Troy. He was naked in Troy.
Troy,
I didn't see that.
He said he's not going to do it anymore because, and I quote, I don't want my kids to be embarrassed when they get old enough to see my films.
Yeah, that's pretty embarrassing, Brad Pitt's body, I'll tell you that.
I would never wear clothes if I was Brad Pitt.
No kidding.
All right, I can't believe I'm about to do this, but Psycho Mike, your verdict on Brad Pitt naked, good or bad?
I'm very disappointed that he's never going to be naked again.
I thought you would.
I don't have any more Spank provision.
Oh. And what's going to keep the kids from renting Thelma and Louise or Troy?
Oh, no, they're gone.
It's already done.
He's had them destroyed.
All the copies?
Yep.
Well, that's good to know.
Gone.
Speaking of giving things up, Pamela Anderson has announced she's going to do 5 more years of TNA, and then that's it. She's quitting.
Where is your TNA going to go?
To Canada. She said she's going to move back to her native Canada.
Really?
That's her plan.
I don't believe her.
By the way, she says her marriage to Rick Solomon is going beautifully.
Beautifully.
The two are very happy together.
We really haven't heard a word since they got married. It's
true. She and Kid Rock were already in marriage counseling at this point in their marriage.
She
wanted us to know they have sex every night.
Okay, good.
And that her rush to get married with Rick Solomon wasn't impulsive because she claims she makes all her decisions in 5 minutes. And look how well that's turned out for her.
Very well.
So it's an excellent move on her part. Matthew Perry has announced he is going to be in a new motion picture with Zac Efron, the High School Musical.
Yes. Tell me.
Oh. Who's squealing for Zac Efron out there?
Just that chick.
What are you, 12? Freaking High School Musical.
He's pretty dreamy, isn't he?
He's not dreamy.
Yeah, he is. I'm with
her. He's like a she-male.
I'm with her.
He's like a Ken doll. He has no genitals whatsoever down there. He's just
smooth. He does look very chick-like.
Yes. He's got no hair in his body. It's very creepy.
You could just drown in those eyes.
Anyway, Matthew Perry and Zac Efron will star in a movie called 17. Apparently, Matthew Perry wakes up one day and finds himself back at the age of 17, enrolled in high school with his own kids.
No, he doesn't.
How crazy is that?
Very fresh.
Oh, Hollywood.
Very fresh.
Hollywood, take a memo. We understand it's very funny when a kid wakes up and suddenly he's old, or an old person wakes up and suddenly they're young. We understand it's very, very funny. We've appreciated the 75 or so films you've made with that theme. Got it. Seen it. Done with it.
But this one will be the definitive one because Sweet Zach is in it.
Dear Lord.
Don't you like being a dude?
Conan O'Brien's doing something very cool. As the writer's strike continues in New York and Los Angeles, Conan O'Brien has decided to cover the salaries of his production staff. It's almost 80 people. He's going to dig into his own pocket and start paying them next week, and he says into the foreseeable future. He's just going to keep paying them.
No kidding.
And now Dave did that. Now Conan's done that.
But Dave.
The thing is with Letterman is his production company owns his show. So so he's kind of paying them out of the production company budget.
Oh, I see.
Conan's show's owned by NBC, so Conan's just paying them out of his own pocket.
Well, and Dave was going to pay through the end of the year.
At least through the end of the year.
Yeah.
So that's just like what Carson Daly is doing with his show.
No, he is walking across the picket line and hiring scab writers to work on his show.
That's right. Yeah. That obviously.
Which is very different. This weekend looks like Enchanted's going to be number one again at the box office. Everyone is predicting that because there's not much new in the theaters. The only thing coming out this weekend is the new Hayden Christensen, Jessica Alba movie, Awake.
All right, then.
Oh, my God. My worst nightmare, that movie.
What's that? Being under anesthesia and being conscious of what's going on at the same time?
We saw that that special a couple of years ago, remember, where they interviewed people who were awake during surgery and they crack your chest open and everything, and you can't move. You're paralyzed, basically, under the anesthesia, but you're not out.
And you
can feel
speak.
Everything.
Yeah,
yes.
That's horrible.
But it's Jessica Alba, right?
Yeah. But it's funny, because that movie also represents one of my worst nightmares, which is to be Hayden Christensen.
And be a really, really bad actor. That makes me all cold sweats in the middle of the night. I wake up with that nightmare.
I don't think I could see this one. It's too terrifying for me.
And Madonna has announced she's going to make a big change next year for her 50th birthday. She's going through a midlife crisis. You know, some people buy a Corvette. Some people get plastic surgery. She's going to change her name back to her middle name, Louise.
No.
Oh, no.
Wasn't she Esther for a while?
She was in the Kabbalah. She was Esther. But now she's announced she wants to be called by her middle name, Louise.
That is not a pretty name.
She just keeps getting sexier all the time. First, she looks like a bag of bones with a tarp wrapped around it.
Yeah.
And now she's going to be known as Louise.
If you've already been famous for 40 years as Madonna, you can't change
your
name.
That's who you are.
That's who you are. You're Madonna.
Madonna means nothing. Louise, now that's a name.
Louise,
you see that on the marquee?
On tour.
Tonight, Louise.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Louise perform.
By the way, it's not like, it would be stupid either way, but it's not like Madonna is a made-up name that she took to get.
No,
I mean, it's
her
first name. So
this now she wants to be known as Louise.
Couldn't be any
dumber. You know what I'm going to call
her? What?
Madonna.
You are?
I am.
Dude, you're going to burn her.
In defiance.
Oh, she won't. She'll never get over it.
That's true.
First time I hear the artist formerly known as Madonna. That's it. I'm out.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Alicia Cuthbert. You know her from 24?
Yes, we do.
Yes, so hot.
We just broke our first glass of this morning, ladies and gentlemen. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Had to happen.
Don't worry. We got plenty. She's 25 years old today. Singer Clay Aiken. I'm sorry. Gay Aiken.
Oh.
Is 29 years old today. Actress Sandra Oh from
Ralph's Crush.
I'm sorry, I threw up a little bit in my mouth.
Oh, wow.
Grey's Anatomy, she's 37 years old today. Actor-director Ben Stiller is 42. Billy Idol, as we said earlier today, just freakishly good-looking and still young-looking for 52 years old.
Yep.
It's insane. Ridley Scott, very talented director. He's currently got American Gangster in theaters, which you haven't seen. It's excellent. He is 70 years old today. And Dick Clark, our pal Dick Clark, longtime host of American Bandstand, of course, a big TV producer, and does that big New Year's Eve show every year. And I have just heard that he is going to once again be appearing on his New Year's Eve show.
Yes. Thank you, Ryan, very much. It's real good to be back with you again this year.
He's still got it.
That kind of quality will be brought to you once again this year. I'm looking forward to it.
Exciting.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Sing it if you know it, people.
Here she comes, she's on Miss Double December.
Nice melons.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans. She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoops. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my f*** is hard.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. This is the morning we've been waiting for. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. We are live from the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Cafe in Fullerton. Scott, are we up on the web? Are we streaming at krock.com? Yes, we are.
We're in business.
We are in business.
We got former sports guy Money and Petros Papadakis are here with us.
How about these guys coming by?
As judges?
They are the Paula Abdul and Randy Jackson of the Miss Double December competition.
I can't help but notice we have Charles, our security guard, standing over there.
Charles, come on up.
What's Charles doing here?
You may have heard Charles on the show from time to time. He's our security guard at K-Rock.
I didn't realize we needed security today, but all right.
Charles, how you doing, man?
I'm fine. Let's all keep it funky now.
All right.
And juicy.
Now,
keep it funky and juicy.
Funky and juicy. That's
Hey, Charles, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Charles?
Yeah.
You've been working at K-Rock all week as the girls have been coming in for their on-air interviews.
Oh, man, they are a bunch of beautiful ladies. They are
Volcanoes walking around. It's so hot.
All right.
Thank you, Charles.
Head beautiful women.
All right. Thank beautiful. You, Charles.
Very attractive. Keep your funk and juicing now.
All right. Thank you very much. Charles is here. In case any kind of trouble breaks out, we go
That's
to
right.
our 70-year-old security guard.
That's right.
So we're all set. Oh, keep it funky and juicy. All right. Now, Ralph, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear from Ralph Garman wearing a suit here this morning.
Well, I thought as host I'd dress up a little bit.
Now, Ralph, you are going to be playing the part of that Mario Lopez plays on the TV pageants, right?
Yes, I'll be the AC Slater of the Double December
okay,
contest.
Okay, so what can we look forward to here in the next few minutes?
Well, first what we're going to do is we're going to bring the ladies up in what we like to call our evening wear competition, which is, you know, in a regular pageant like Miss America, they would be wearing gowns and that kind of stuff, but our ladies will be wearing what they would wear to go out to a nightclub, how okay. they would look hot in the evening. And then each of the girls will be performing her special talent. This is our talent competition portion of the competition.
All right. Who is our first lady that we're going to be meeting here this morning on the stage?
Please welcome our first contestant. She's 28 years old, Kelly, ladies and gentlemen. Kelly.
Kelly.
Come on up, Kelly. Look how beautiful.
My, my.
That, now that's formal wear.
Excuse me, what did I just hear Kelly say?
I heard the word vagina. That's all I heard. I don't know what's going on.
You don't need to know. It's just something for later.
All right.
Kelly, where would you wear that?
Everywhere.
Well, actually,
we can hear you.
It's on. Yeah, yeah.
We can. I was told that we were doing our talent and our evening wear together, so this is more of my talent outfit.
I see. Okay.
Fantastic. So I had to put this on.
As we know from when Kelly performed her talent in the studio, it does require some disrobing.
I understand. Right. And that's okay. By the way, Kelly has, am I wrong about this? She has a little Jenny McCarthy vibe to her.
She does.
Very much so.
Very much so.
All right. Kelly's particular talent is she can eat popcorn while at the same time bouncing her pectoral muscles.
Not sure how she put those two together, but I'm glad she did.
So, Kelly, I will hold the microphone for
We're
you.
Ready to do this?
We're ready to do this. We've got the popcorn for you. I'll hold the popcorn.
Kelly from Costa Mesa.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Well, that tiny little top just fell off of her, Ralph.
It sure did. Here she is eating popcorn and bouncing her pectoral muscles.
Come on. She's talent.
That is a gift.
I didn't even notice the popcorn.
Wow. It's as if they have a mind of their own.
Nicely done, Kelly.
I think everyone is very impressed.
Now, you can see them on the website if you're watching at krock.com, but Ralph, describe what's going on Kelly's front here.
Kelly has taken her shirt off, and in place of what you would call pasties in the stripper business, she has a felt Kevin and Bean on one of each of her voluptuous breasts.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Do you need some help getting the glue off or anything, Kelly? Are you okay?
I don't, but I wanted to show Ralph actually put his name on my vagina like he requested.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, my God.
Sure enough. She certainly did. Wow. She's a goer.
Very good.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Kelly.
That is contestant number one. Let's hear it for Kelly. Everybody. Of course, you go to krock.com not only to see the action here in Fullerton, but to cast your vote. You can still vote up until 9:30 this morning to help us decide who Miss Double December 2008 is. Who's next, Ralph?
Next up is Tawny. Tawny, ladies and gentlemen.
Tawny.
Tawny is 28 years old. You may recognize her from Rock of Love. And about 400 other reality shows that she's been on. Now, Tawny also has a special gift, a talent she's going to share with us today. Tawny is able to put her fist into her mouth. Tawny, are you excited to be here today?
I am so nervous right now.
Why? It's not the first time you put something in your mouth in front of other people.
Hey, the fist.
I have to come after Kelly with that? I don't know if I can.
Well, I mean, there's a lot. Yeah, it's a very stiff competition, if you get my meaning.
Very stiff, very stiff.
Are you ready to perform your talents?
Yes, I'm prepped and ready to go. Stretched and all.
You're stretched?
I stretch.
I don't. All right, I'm going to leave that one alone.
Keep that to yourself.
Let's get a drum roll, can we please?
Wow. Wow. That is very impressive.
I may have found my match, finally, a girl who's my match.
You can fit your fist in your mouth, too?
Oh, no, we'll put something else.
I am very deeply in love. Thank you.
Thank you, Tawny, so much.
Tawny from Wayne Park.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tawny, let's hear it.
And I believe we have one more here, and then we'll take a quick break.
Right. This is the last of this particular round in the talent competition. Please, everyone, welcome Cassidy. Cassidy, ladies and gentlemen, one of our competitors. Look how beautiful young Cassidy is.
And if I remember correctly from the interviews on the air, Ralph, Cassidy's are the only ones that are real this year.
These are the only real set of double D's in the competition.
And she likes them.
And she's working them.
Cassidy, you like your breasts, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're the only real ones.
Yes, they are.
Hard to argue.
We all love them. If you want to vote for Cassidy, go to krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page, to vote. Now, Cassidy, what is your talent going to be this morning?
I'm
going to
be throwing darts at my competitors' faces on a board.
Throwing darts?
Yeah.
In a crowd.
What
can go wrong? What can go wrong with that?
What Cassidy has done is she's prepared a board with all the other competitors on it, and she's going to throw darts at them because she is quite the darts player.
Wow. Okay. And very competitive, apparently.
Very competitive. So she's got darts, and our own intern beer mug is going to be holding the board for her.
Yes.
And I'm going to get the hell out of the way because I don't know if Cassidy's been drinking or not. Have you been drinking at all, Cassidy?
What?
Have you been drinking at all?
No.
All right.
Oh, wait, I had one drink, but that's it.
It shouldn't affect your dart playing ability, should it?
No, I hope not.
Ralph,
right.
I'm going to pop them all. I don't want to be the party pooper here, and I'm not the one to suggest that this is going to go in any way awry. But after this, let's see how much water someone can drink without having to pee.
It's a bad
idea. Why don't we do that, all right?
All right, Cassidy will throw darts at her competitors, and I'm going to get the hell out of the way.
Yeah.
Who are you going for first?
You know, I'm going to hit all of them because I want to win.
All right, let's get one dart in each of the girls, okay?
All right, beer mug, hold it up in front of yourself.
Wait, beer mug, let's give you the protective headgear so that you don't lose an eye. Because it's all, you know what? It's always funny until somebody loses an eye.
You're right about
that.
That's very true.
Right. I'm going to get down here so people can see.
By the way, we're right behind us here.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
Right.
Here we go.
Go ahead. Yes.
Yes. What a
right
Tawny.
What a Michelle. Oh. Michelle.
What a Kelly.
Nice.
What a Irene.
Nice.
What a Cassandra.
Wow.
What a Drea. What a Caitlin.
Not bad.
Look at that. Oh, look at that.
Wow.
Look at the fear on Beer Mug's face.
Look at the ass on Cassidy, more importantly.
Awesome.
She brought it. Well done. All right. All right, so you've met Kelly, you've met Tawny, you've met Cassidy.
Thank you, go to krock.com.
You can see pictures, you can see video, you can also watch what we're doing here live in Fullerton Day at krock.com. We'll take a quick break. Money and P are here. We'll talk to them when we return to the world-famous K-Rock.
Foo Fighters on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 25 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Don't forget, keep listening for The Middle by Jimmy Eat World when you hear it. Be caller 20. It'll be playing between 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. Be caller 20. Win tickets for K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. And, hey, it says here, by the way, tickets and backstage passes for night 2. What about that?
That's your deal right there.
Wow. All right. So between 8 and 9, we'll get back to meeting more girls with more talents for the Miss Double D pageant in a moment. But first, ladies and gentlemen, you know them, you love them from AM 570 every afternoon. Money and Petros Papadakis have joined us up here. Morning, you guys.
Orale.
What's happening?
What are your talents?
Show us your cans.
I can make a farting noise with my eye socket. And he can grow a beard. That's his talent.
Yes,
he's got a giant beard.
Funny, give me
you
6 do, months,
you
I
look
can
like
grow
a beard. You look like a homeless guy. What's up with you?
Well, former Miss Double December.
Melissa?
Yeah, I said, I think, right? Right.
Hi, yes. Melissa.
She said, "Oh, it's money. I thought you were just some creepy guy that was staring at me,
some homeless guy." Now, when you
look like a guy who hangs out with like an adult book arcade, one of those guys just going from booth to booth.
I am.
When you guys do your live shows, do you draw the kind of girls that we've got here today?
We were just at Staples Center yesterday, prior to the Lakers.
We had a UPS guy named Ben came out.
That's nice.
And, good looking man.
And the man who started Kettle Cooked Chips.
Those were the two.
Two guys that came out to see us.
Nice.
Well, we got your beat. So, boys, we wanted you to come down because, A, we knew you'd enjoy it. B, we need your help in picking Miss Double December. And C, it's the big game this weekend.
What game? The Eagles playing?
Yes.
Seattle. We were thinking USC-UCLA.
All right. Yeah, that is happening.
Yeah, rivalry
That's right.
week, it turns out. Yeah. We try to avoid it because I have a lisp and Matt can't say rivalry week.
Keep saying rivalry.
You got the crosstown showdown you can go with, or what was it?
Smogtown
squabble.
Now,
I like it.
Every year when it gets to be this time, you always hear, it doesn't matter what the records are, it doesn't matter that USC is 9-2 and UCLA is 6-5. Throw all that out the window because this game is different.
No, it's completely the same as every other game.
Okay.
Believe me, having played in the game and played in a lot of rivalry games. Yes, thank you, my friends. I work for the Pac-10. I'm unbiased.
Do we have any UCLA fans here? Not many. Wow.
One guy in the back asking for separate checks. But it turns out USC is very good and very pissed off about
because
what happened last year.
Right.
They're playing their best football right now. UCLA's got to win to save their coach's job, maybe if they win. But the crazy thing is the game is basically for the Rose Bowl. UCLA needs a little help if Arizona beats Arizona State. UCLA beats SC, even though they've had an embarrassing season and been very disappointing, they'll still be in the Rose Bowl. So there's a lot of intrigue there, but I just don't see the Bruins even scoring a touchdown in this game.
But really? Even if Carl Durrell gets into the Rose Bowl, let's say he even wins the Rose Bowl.
They can't fire him.
They can't fire him if he wins the Rose Bowl?
They just can't.
If he loses the Rose Bowl, they could fire him.
Nah, I don't think so.
He's a black guy, though. Don't they fire the black guys for nothing?
Well, it is UCLA. I mean, he does up their black population by 400%.
Turns out not a lot of black guys walking around campus in UCLA.
Not there in Westwood. I'll say this, you know, I've done my research, and I don't quite remember where I found this, but the Mormons, apparently, the chosen people.
Right.
I don't remember where I saw or heard that. But
South Park.
Oh, that's right.
South Park.
Ben Olsen, quarterback UCLA, Mormon. So you got to believe God on the side of the Bruins.
So you're picking the Bruins.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a God kind of guy.
And so. Pete says not a touchdown for them.
He's an atheist. I don't think the Bruins will score.
All right.
Okay.
But now, Booty's a Jew, isn't he? Aren't they the chosen people? Shreveport, Louisiana.
I'm sorry. I don't know what I was thinking.
Thank God they don't even let Jewish people fly over that state.
I thought it was Budiowicz, and he shortened it. All right. So, Petros, what is the deal? Why was Pete Carroll stopping himself from cracking up at the press conference yesterday talking about, I don't know, guys, I just hope we show up because it could be our last game ever in the Coliseum? What's that all about?
Well, the truth is, I actually have the inside source on this one. USC is moving to Harbor Community College. They're going to play in Seahawks Stadium right there off the 110, which is convenient for me.
Excellent.
It's very close to my house.
That's good news.
No, that's all just BS. I mean, that's all posturing and backdoor political stuff. And shame on the University of Southern California for making it public and trying to pressure the Coliseum Commission with the city. They got what they wanted, I believe, but they're not going to move to the damn Rose Bowl.
What did they want, B? What did they want to do?
They want more control of what happens at the Coliseum. Maybe, I guess, you know, no monster truck rallies the night before games. You know, stuff like that.
Right.
I don't understand politics. Matt's good with that stuff.
Oh, right. He's real good with
Let
that.
Me ask you, Money, because I heard this, and I can't imagine this is true.
They're tired of sharing the Coliseum with an NFL team. It's driving the Trojans.
It is hard.
Nuts,
back-to-back games on the weekend.
It's a pain in the ass.
Not an NFL team.
Is this true that there's some group that's trying to get people to boycott concessions at the Coliseum this weekend to send a message to how much their business would be missed?
Yes and no. They tried that, remember, with the boycott of the beer and make sure you show up, and that didn't work. These boycotts never work. Yeah. There's 92,000 people in that
place. People need a hot dog bad, it turns out.
Too.
But no beer.
Same people, by the way.
Yeah.
Same people who ask you not to buy gas at Mobile on the third Sunday of every month.
Right. Okay. All right. So
we're not supposed to buy gas on Thursdays?
Gas out. Didn't you hear?
Oh, no.
No, that'll work. There's no question that'll work.
Kevin at krock.com.
All right. Before we take a break and get into round two of the talent competition.
We're not going to keep the sports talk going?
Have you
I can break down the zone blitz defense in USC's game.
As erotic as that may be, we're going to move on.
It is very sexy to hear you talk like that.
I can tell you how those pads smell up close.
Oh, dear God.
Come on.
We're out of time.
They smell like the ass of a cow.
We've got three more contestants vying to be Miss Double December 2008. And by the way, at some point, I'd like to bring up all of the previous Miss Double D's that are here today. Because
just before we announce the new one.
Yeah, because we've got quite a group here this morning. We're live.
Such decadence.
Live in Fullerton. You can go to krock.com if you're not here and you want to watch it. We'll be right back after this.
Before we go away.
There's more?
Can we get the take so far on Money and Petros in terms of what they've seen so far?
Okay.
Who they like?
Oh, certainly.
Like so
yeah, of course.
You guys are here to be judges.
I think the show is all about one-upsmanship.
Right.
And it's safe to say that the first young lady that you had that came out that decided to pull her top off and show you her vajayjay.
Yes.
Probably going to be pretty hard to beat her.
Yeah. When somebody whips out their lady guard and they're first, you know, and the other two come up in cocktail dresses, turns out the other two don't really do much for you.
So far you guys like Kelly as the front runner.
Lady Garden every time.
Well, I was telling P, the one thing I'm looking for today is a back tattoo that says addicted. If one of these ladies has that, in!
You're going home with her.
Fantastic. Welcome back with more live from Fullerton, right after this on K-Rock.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. The Slide Bar Rock and Roll Cafe in Fullerton is where we are. We have to be honest, though. We have over our limit. So if you're not down here already, you might want to just watch
I've had over my limit. I know that much.
You might want to just watch it at krock.com.
I think that's a good idea. There are a couple of hundred people outside who are only being able to come in as somebody leaves. Although we could throw out Super Steve.
If we throw out Super Steve, that like frees up two or three people.
He's a normal person now, my friend.
Oh, okay.
He's lost a ton of weight.
He has. He's a great...
On the so-called stage here at the Slide Bar is Ralph Garman in a suit, ladies and gentlemen, your master of ceremonies. Ralph?
Hello, everyone.
Woo! We have already met the beautiful Kelly, the lovely Tawny, the outstanding Cassidy. We have met the girls in their evening wear. We've seen their talents. You've got a new crop for us to look at now.
For round two of our talent competition, I'd like to bring up first Drea. Drea, come on up, sweetheart.
Ralph, explain the evening wear to people that are just tuning in.
On a lot of pageants, you see evening wear competitions. It's usually evening gowns and that kind of stuff. Because it's K-Rock and because it's the Kevin and Bean Show, our evening wear is more like what a girl would wear if she was going to just go to a club to get screwed.
Drea is 21 from San Dimas. Matt Money Smith, is this the kind of tattoo you were talking about? This is what you were looking for?
Yes. Can I get Matt's mic on?
He says yes. Okay. All right. Okay. What is Drea's talent going to be here today?
Now, Drea is quite the vocalist. And she's going to be singing a Pat Benatar song, right? What song are you going to be singing?
I'm going to be singing Pat Benatar. Hopefully I don't flub it up again, you know, too badly. So.
Do you want your lyrics? You want to hold your lyrics?
I don't have my lyrics with me. I'm just going to try and do it for my fantastical brain.
And what song is it?
Pat Benatar, Heartbreaker.
Heartbreaker. Ladies and gentlemen, Drea, here's your microphone. Go for it, baby.
Singing live, Miss Double D.
Hear it?
These lyrics coming from her fantastical brain.
Your love is like a tidal wave spinning over my head. You and empty promises, better left unsaid. You're the right kind of sinner to release my inner fantasy. The invincible winner, and you know that you were born to be. You're a
heartbreaker. So much. Why don't you take a walk down the catwalk so everyone can get a look at you?
I don't know how she could even hear the music.
I would. I'd pay to see her in concert before I'd pay to see Pat Benatar in concert.
I would too.
The dance.
Thank
she
you
does.
So much, darling. Wow. Thank you so much.
All right, that is contestant number four, Ralph. Who is next on the big stage here in Fullerton?
Next up is Cassandra. Everybody, give a big round of applause for Cassandra. Woo!
24 years old from Chino Hills.
Chino, look how sexy and sparkly you are. Your boobs are all sparkly.
Yes, they are. Even without the glitter, they're nice and sparkly.
Naturally,
yes, they are. Now, Cassandra, you what's your profession? What do you do for a living?
I'm a bartender.
And that is your talent as well, right?
Yes, it is my talent. Getting people drunk takes a lot of effort.
Now, her talent is particularly getting people drunk. You've pre-made some cocktails for us, right?
Yes, I did.
And you're going to do some Target pouring for us, I understand.
Yes, I am.
Right. We're going to bring up our intern beer mug. Beer Mug is here with shakers of cocktails that Cassandra has already made. And Cassandra's going to lie Beer Mug down. He's going to open his mouth, and she's going to pour the shot into his mouth.
Nice.
Great. What could go wrong with that?
She's going to target pour the shot right into his mouth. We're very excited about this.
Lisa May. Lisa May, it's Gene Simmons.
Hey, Gene. Oh, hey, Gene. What's going on here?
I hate to interrupt the pageant.
No, feel free.
But when it comes to target pouring.
All right.
We don't have time for that, Gene. Thank you.
All right, we ready? Can we get a little timpani, a little drum roll?
Oh,
there we go.
Nice.
Look at that.
Pouring it right in beer mug.
Keep going. More.
He's calling
more,
for more.
More.
Yes.
Now that is well done.
No kidding.
Well played, sir.
She nicely done. Miss a drop.
No. Fantastic. All right, that is pageant contestant number five, Miss Double December 2008.
Well done, Cassandra.
Competition.
Thank you so much. Bulletin.
Why is she bringing out the whipped cream?
Whoa, wait a minute. There's more? What are you going to do here?
I'm going to make a Scooby snack, and it requires some whipped cream.
Yeah?
It's a pretty fun garnish.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have some fun with it.
Oh, wait a minute. This sounds like a game I saw at a bachelor party once.
When do they bring out the live chicken?
What's going to happen?
Bean hasn't been to a bachelor party in a long time.
I'm just going to pour it in his mouth. It's nice and creamy.
Uh-huh. Get back down. Get back down. Do what I say.
He does not like
lick
alcohol.
Lick that poop.
That's the thing about Beer Mug. He does not like alcohol.
Here we go. She's pouring again. Once again.
Oh!
It looks like the act that dare not speak its name.
Yeah, I didn't need to see that. Yeah.
Nicely done.
That looks like a movie I rented from the wrong section of the back room of my video store.
That
once.
Was not sexy.
Thank all you, right. Cassandra. Thank you so much.
Thank you
for
so
Cassandra.
Much.
Have her do the walk, Ralph. Have her do the walk.
There you go.
Cassandra, walk down here just once for everybody so they can take a look at you.
That's a good-looking woman right there, Ralph.
Chino! Chino!
You can vote at krock.com until about 9:30 this morning.
Thank you, sweetie.
All right.
Lightning will hold you down.
One more contestant. Who's left?
Lastly, we have Elizabeth. Elizabeth, please come on up, sweetie. Everyone give a hand for Elizabeth.
Holy God.
Holy crap.
21 years old from Newport Beach.
Oh, God.
All right. Does Elizabeth really wear that out? Really?
Yeah. Elizabeth, is this something you'd wear to a club?
Yeah, of
course. Why not? Doesn't everybody?
I absolutely
I'm on the
you.
List. I got to let them know.
On you are ass. On the list.
On her ass, it says I'm on the list. Yeah.
I think everybody. Show everybody.
There you go.
It says I'm on the list.
I think more people would wear that if they looked like that in it.
Sure.
I think that's what it is.
How many lists do you think you're on, frankly?
Hopefully all of them.
She's on mine. I'll tell you that.
On the K-Rock list pretty soon.
Now, Elizabeth has decided she is going to sing an original song that you wrote about the Kevin and Bean Show, right?
Yeah, it's a song I wrote about being Miss Double December.
About being Miss Double December. Great. Please, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
And just so you all know, it's very scary. I was trained by Jack Black.
Wow. Oh.
All right, here you go. I want to be Miss Double December. I got double D's to remember. I love rock and roll and ginger kids with no soul. I sing really bad. And Top Gun is red. I even cheat at Monopoly. I'll even accept the award in my panties.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elizabeth.
Wow. Get those executives from Columbia Records on the phone.
Down the runway for everyone. Get a good look at you.
Oh, my God.
Can I just verify some lyrics? Top Gun is rad.
It is rad.
All right.
Well, I mean, can't argue with that.
All right.
Thank you, sweetie. Lightning will help you down off the stage.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
All right. Wow, so, looks like just a music video from my pants right there, isn't it? I don't even know what that means.
I don't either, but.
We've met Kelly, Tawny, Cassidy, Drea, Cassandra, and Elizabeth. We've seen all six of them on stage here at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. You can still go to KRock.com and vote till around 9:30. We still have Irene, Caitlin, and Chanel to go, and they're coming up along with the Movie Beat because it's Friday Night Straight Ahead right here with Ralph Garman and the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous KRock.
On the 5 Freeway in Santa Ana, the Sigler continues. South 5 at 4th Street, the only lane open is the carpool lane. Traffic, as you can imagine, is jammed.
But we're the carpoolers are just zooming right through
of
the carpool
course,
lane, aren't they?
Because that's the benefit of being in the carpool lane. But it's also backing up the 55 and the South 57. We've also got a signal still for the 210 eastbound before Lake. In the tunnel, they have both lanes closed down because of an earlier crash. All lanes are closed in both directions on the 110 Pasadena Freeway at York. That's police activity. They have canceled the signal at East 91 at the 5, reopened all lanes there, and cleared lane South 110 at Figueroa. For expecting rain off and on throughout the day today.
Oh, my God, it's raining!
Partly cloudy tomorrow. Highs will be in the mid-50s and mid-60s. Should be sunny by Sunday with highs in the 60s. Now through Sunday, Crescent Jewelers is having an up to 60% store-wide sale. Plus, take an extra 10% off the entire store for a limited time only. Huge savings at Crescent Jewelers. See store for details.
Did money just grab your ass? Is that what just happened?
A little bit.
I thought so.
I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Today, why would... Oh, sorry. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ.
Oh, damn, it's the best show we've ever done.
Well, it sounds that way to you, exactly. Yeah. Matt Money Smith and Petros Papadakis are here from AM570. We're going to talk to them again after the break in a minute. We've got the final three girls in the talent portion of the competition as we crown Miss Double December 2008 here this morning from the Slide Bar in Fullerton. By the way, between 8 and 9, be caller number 20 and win tickets and backstage passes to night number 2 of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2007. That's coming up in the next 60 minutes. Ralph Garman, good morning with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Here's a weird Hollywood connection to the tragic death of the NFL star Sean Taylor of the Washington Redskins. Apparently, his girlfriend and the mother of his 18-month-old child is the niece of Andy Garcia. Of course, you know him from The Untouchables and Ocean's 11. Andy Garcia says that he is proud of Sean, who died trying to protect his niece and their child. He says it's a testament to his humanity and his courage.
Okay.
Some would say it's a testament to his long and storied past with the law.
Yeah.
But we don't know, so we'll have to wait and see. In a related story, his co-star, Brad Pitt, from Ocean's 11, 12, and 13, says there's not going to be any more sequels.
That's it?
There's no more, he said. I think we need to put away childish things. Oh, F you, childish
really?
Things.
That's what he said?
He's been hanging out with Angelina too long.
Those childish things made you about $19 billion.
Yeah.
He said maybe we'll find something else to work on together.
meaning him and George Clooney, but I don't think there's anywhere to go with that particular story. Well, that was true after the first one. And he managed to crank out two more sequels. I think, shut up.
I think I am fine with them putting that series to bed, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree.
I thought the past two sequels were unnecessary. The first one was great. Why bother?
Right.
But now he's saying how childish they were. You don't get to make that kind of money and then go back and call it childish.
Yeah. And by the way, at the time
you
were promoting the movie, you said it was terrific.
That's right. Although the third one gives you AIDS, I heard.
Oh, really?
Remember when he promoted the movie on our air for the third one?
Remember him and George Clooney said they were going to come on it?
Oh that's right. Yeah. That didn't happen.
Let's not rip the scab off of that, shall we?
Sorry.
Halle Berry.
Yes.
You know, she's pregnant.
Boobs.
Yeah.
According to In Touch magazine, she wanted to thank her baby's daddy, Gabriel Aubrey.
Oh, she does know who the father is?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's her boyfriend. They're currently seeing each other. But she wanted to thank him for his love, devotion, and, wait for it, contribution to the baby.
Yeah! What?
Is that what they're calling it these days?
Sperm.
Well,
that's what
she
means.
I used to call it contribution to the baby.
Did you?
I said, baby, let me just contribute to the baby on your forehead.
Oh, come on.
That's what I used to say.
You know, if Halle Berry were here this morning, she would not win Miss Double December, even with her...
That's true.
I mean, she would not be the hottest woman in this room if she were here today.
Anyway, Halle Berry wanted to thank Gabriel Aubrey for contributing to the baby. So she bought him a Mercedes-Benz.
What?
Nice.
Let me get this straight. You get to bang Halle Berry, knock her up. That's not enough of a prize for you.
Now you need to be paid for that.
Here's your parting gift. You get a Mercedes-Benz. How do I get into this guy's union?
No kidding.
Wow. Cheers. Sláinte.
Wow, what is P drinking? That is a large beverage.
How many do you have?
It's a Bloody Mary.
They're all for you, Bean.
They're all for us.
That's like a super big gulp sized drink he's got there.
Give that to
like
me.
Six Bloody Marys.
There you go,
yeah, I'm going to drink that. That's what's going to happen.
And lastly, it looks like ad space for the Super Bowl is nearly sold out. Can you believe it already? I mean, we're still months away.
A lot of people want to see the Seahawks play.
Gotta be high. Media Week says Fox has just two 30-second spots left. That's all they have. And everyone is speculating this will result in a bidding war and perhaps set a new record for money spent on a Super Bowl ad. So far, ABC holds that mark. It was $3.3 million for a 30-second spot at the 2000 Super Bowl. Right now, the price for a spot on the Fox Super Bowl is $2.7 million, but they say it expects to go way beyond that because they've only got the two left, and so people will start to bid now.
Wow.
Guys, who do you think is going to be the Super Bowl? Who's going to end up? Patriots, right?
I thought you were going to ask us who was going to get that final spot.
Well, if you have an opinion on that, feel free.
I've heard Always and Tampax, really.
Oh, are they going for it?
Obi!
I heard Mazingill's trying to put a bid in.
They're in there, too.
Yeah.
Patriots, probably Cowboys after last night. I think that determined, you know, where that
NFC
Championship
hurt me like that?
Why
you
Brett Favre busted up his arm, you know?
That's true.
The answer is the Patriots and who cares.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
Probably so, yeah.
I don't know. The Cowboys improve week in and week out. But, you know, hey,
I wasn't sure they were for
Feely
real
might
early
lead
on.
Your Eagles to victory.
Hey, don't knock the Feelster.
AJ Feely might really bowl you guys through.
Dude, how do
you know him?
Out
he's
on
a wonderful
Feely.
Guy. I know him.
You don't know him.
Oregon football. I used to play against him. He was terrible.
Yep. His name's AJ, too.
AJ Feely.
You can't be a football player with the name AJ.
Yes, you can. They call him Ace. They call him Ace on the sideline.
Great.
AJ. Nice interception, Ace. Thanks a lot there, Jamal.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Alicia Cuthbert from 24 is 25. Isn't that ironic?
Huh. No.
No? Oh. Singer Gay Aiken from American Idol is 29
Ralph,
years old.
You said gay. You said gay.
Yeah, what's your point?
Gay Aiken.
How dare you?
Sandra Oh from Grey's Anatomy. Woman with a face like a catcher's mitt. 37 years old today.
Nice.
Actor director Ben Stiller is 42. Can you tell the Bloody Marys are kicking in?
Yep.
I haven't had any breakfast. Is
like
that obvious?
Yeah.
Singer Billy Idol's 52. Director Ridley Scott, who's got American Gangster in theaters right now, is 70 years old today. And TV personality, legendary producer Dick Clark is 78.
Thank you, Ryan, very much. It's really good to be back with you again this year.
Dick, I'm not Ryan. Just lay down. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right, let's get back to business, shall we, people? 106.7 K-Rock KROQ broadcasting live from Fullerton, the Miss Double D live coronation ceremony.
This is insane. Hey, real quick before we meet this round of girls, since Money and Petros are here, any thoughts on the last three contestants and their talent? We had Drea doing karaoke to Heartbreaker. We had Cassandra making drinks in Beer Mug's mouth, and Elizabeth sang an original song. Any thoughts?
Well, Elizabeth was tugging on my heartstrings with that Dead Kennedy shirt. I mean, if Jello Biafra could really choose a girl to put his shirt on, I think she would be it.
She would be the one.
Yeah. All right.
I'm still hung up on the one that showed her Lady Garden.
Okay.
I mean, after that, I mean, for me, that was the pinnacle.
By the
so
way,
far.
Lady Garden opening up a second night of Acoustic Christmas.
How about that?
By the way,
they're good.
So looking forward to seeing.
I heard they changed their name to Giant Lady Garden.
That's right. Ralph is wearing a suit. He's on stage right here at the in Fullerton at the Slide Bar. And Ralph, you're going to introduce us to three more girls, and we'll see what their talents
are. Before we get started, I want to remind everyone you can still go on krock.com and vote for your favorite for the Miss Double December competition. And by the way, this year we did a little research. The closest votes ever in terms of who has to be number one. So your vote actually matters. Get online and please vote. All right, for our talent competition, we'd like to bring up now another member of our competitive staff. Please welcome Irene, ladies and gentlemen. Irene.
Good night, Irene.
There she is.
Oh, my.
In all her glory.
That is barely staying up, whatever she's trying to wear there.
Irene, real quick, why don't you just do a pass down the runway real quick before we get started.
Irene, 24, from West Covina.
I have handkerchiefs with more material than that dress she's wearing.
Yeah. You wear some leopard. You got me already.
I'd like to applaud Bean for the word handkerchief.
Is that not what they're called? Am I wrong about that?
Kerchief is what people say now.
Handkerchief.
Sorry,
now,
Rob.
Irene, you wrote an original poem about the Kevin and Bean show, right?
Of course I did, yes.
And you performed it live on the show for us when we had you in. But we'd like you, if you don't mind, to do it for everyone here today at the competition.
Of course I will.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Irene.
This is an original poem written by me, Irene, and it's appropriately titled Kevin and Bean.
All right.
Where are you going, baby?
And I'm going to start with Kevin.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Kevin, I'd love to lock you in the closet and spend 7 minutes in heaven.
Oh, 7 minutes. That's like seven times.
Right.
I've heard you have a rather large head. I'd love to find out for myself, either in the closet or in bed.
Oh, come on now. And when she's looking right at you, when she says that.
Right now? Hey, you're moving on. Hey!
I moved on already.
Damn it.
That didn't last, did it?
Bean.
Yes, darling.
You're hotter than the former planet Pluto.
Thank you for noticing.
If I lived on that island, the things I would do to you.
Okay, go on.
We could write strongly worded letters, sign our names together.
Wow, that's hot.
And turn out the lights, and I'll make you feel better.
Ladies and gentlemen. Wow. We have a winner. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Not yet, Bean.
What?
Not yet.
Let her talk something to me. With Petros. Yes.
Let the pretty girl talk to me.
Who's next, Irene?
Lisa May.
Lisa May.
Hello, Irene.
I would lick you anytime, night or day.
Nice.
Up and down. All around.
Uh-huh.
I'll make you not need a man as a lover. I forgot the rest of that.
That's okay. That's all right. There's nothing wrong. You got to end on that.
That's because we were having a moment.
Because you got all
thing there. Lisa May, what I've done with you, you'll need a year to recover, baby.
That's what we're talking about.
Nicely done.
That is the beautiful Irene, 24,
Ralph.
West Covina.
Yes, my
love. There's more. Yes.
I need to go with Ralph.
Yes.
Yeah, but Bean's done with you.
You give me funny feelings down south.
Oh, thank you.
You make me laugh. Mm-hmm. You're hilarious.
Thank you.
You're the best.
This is not a poem.
I would love...
You're freestyling now,
no,
aren't you?
It's a proposal.
Listen!
We're listening. We're listening.
Listen. Everybody,
have you been
be
cocktailing,
quiet.
Irene? Have you been cocktailing?
A little bit.
All right.
I would love to jump in bed with you and Adam West.
That's what I'm talking about.
Any day.
Yes.
Any day. That went south.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Irene?
I thought she was going to go to Nefarious, but she went to Adam West.
She had read it. She was going to read One New Money over here, too. No, we don't have time
for
that.
Sorry, buddy. Thank you, Irene. Thank you. It was an abbreviated version, but you did a great job.
Can't write nothing with Petros?
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Jesus.
Nothing rhymes with Petros. It's like orange.
Irene is contestant number 7. Who's number 8, Ralph?
Next up is Caitlin, everybody. Caitlin,
hi,
ladies and
Caitlin.
Gentlemen.
Oh, my
Come
God.
Come on up, sweetie. Oh, dear Lord.
Wow. Jesus Christos.
Now, Caitlin, you're 21 years old.
Yes, I'm 21.
You've already been, you worked for Playboy for a couple times, right?
Yep, I've been in Playboy a couple times.
I want to thank our listeners for sending us the Playboy.com shots, by the way.
Yeah, we saw your Playboy pictures.
We did see them.
Yeah, they're lovely.
Well
thank
done.
Thank you.
And your talent is you're going to sing a little Carrie Underwood song for us, right?
Country.
Country. All right.
Well, you know your audience.
Little Carrie Underwood. Don't listen to them. You just go ahead. You kick some ass.
Okay.
Here we go. Little Carrie Underwood.
Oh, look at that.
I know he's cheating, right? Okay. Isn't that the song?
Wrong song.
That is not the right song at all.
Yeah. Not the right song.
Oh, we may have, that's not good.
Just wing it, girl.
We this may is, have to go acapella.
Just like, go on your own. Forget the music.
Okay, okay,
just
okay.
Do it, baby.
Right now, she's probably slow dancing with the bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting frisky. Right now, she's probably writing her song pretty little drink, cause she can't chew whiskey. Right now, she's probably up behind her with the pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo.
Ladies and gentlemen, Caitlin.
Come on.
Caitlin. Thank you, darling. Thank you so much.
Oh, Carrie Underwood so wishes she looked like Caitlin.
Holy crap.
My
God.
You know what's funny? Most of these people don't have the time of day for country unless she's been in
it all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, that's a great song.
That's why country's popular, because all those chicks are so hot who sing it.
Makes exactly. sense.
All right, one more contestant. Who's next for us, Ross
Garman? Our last competition of the talent version of the Kevin and Bean Double December competition is...
Ralph's been drinking.
Wow,
that was well said.
Thank
well
you so much.
Have another yes. drink.
Is Chanel, ladies and gentlemen. Chanel, come on up.
My goodness.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that should be illegal.
Is that your talent?
I wish. That would be one hell of a talent, wouldn't it?
Chanel actually has another talent. She is able to... Well, why don't you tell everybody what your talent is, Chanel?
I can touch my nose with my tongue.
Ladies, she can yes. touch her nose with her tongue. Keep that in mind.
Wait, wait. My nose?
No, her nose.
Oh, her nose. Okay.
Make sure the webcam can see, guys.
All right, there we go.
Let's get a close-up on the webcam.
I was going to get out of the way, Lightning. Why don't you just go have another shot? Here's your... you don't need the microphone for this. Can we have a little timpani first? Let's take a look at Chanel touching her nose with her tongue.
That is talent.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow. Very good.
If there were M&Ms up there, you could eat them.
I can come out with whipped cream on my nose.
Yes, you would. Ladies and gentlemen, Chanel.
Okay.
And that's it for our talent competition.
That got strangely non-sexual when Ralph started talking about M&Ms up there.
Yeah. I'm just saying, it would be a good place to store M&Ms.
In your nose.
Yes, if you had that ability.
You all have right. now met the ladies, Kelly, Tawny, Cassie, Drea, Cassandra, Elizabeth, Irene, Caitlin, and Chanel. You've seen them in their evening wear. You've seen their talent. You can go vote at krock.com for about another hour and 10 minutes.
But you may want to hold off because we still have our swimwear competition coming yes. up in a little bit.
Yes, we do.
Live from Fullerton on the world-famous K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, the Kevin and Bean Show, 829, live from Fullerton.
This is, the wheels are coming off this bus right now. That's
yeah.
what's happening.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
We will be bringing out all of the Miss Double December finalists in just a few minutes in bathing suits, ladies and gentlemen. And you can still vote at krock.com. You can also go to krock.com and watch us. We're live at the Slide Bar in Fullerton, a fantastic place. We're having a great time, and it's pretty crowded, so obviously don't come down. Seems uncomfortable.
Let's talk about the Details magazine list of the most powerful people in Hollywood under 45.
Yeah, that's right, powerful.
At oh, no. number seven.
Seven, y'all.
Kevin Federline.
Kevin Federline, everybody, is joining us here at Fullerton.
Recognize, recognize.
The number seventh most powerful man in Hollywood under 45.
Who's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? Who is that punk ass?
Well, for starters, Zac Efron is number one.
Zac Efron? He's a punk ass chump.
He
a trifling little bitch.
That's true.
Now, that's right.
K-Fed, I got to be honest. When I heard that you were number seven on a list in Details, I thought it had to be biggest douchebag. How did you end up being the most influential men list? How did you end up getting on that?
People recognize and respect what I've done. You know, I came from the streets. You know what I'm saying? I didn't choose this life I was given. I was born into it. A hustler, a gangster from the beginning.
What
I'm saying? I came up slanging yayo. You know what I'm saying? Since birth.
But K-Fed.
Since birth.
But K-Fed.
Yeah, so you know, I'm living in the valley. I got a big-ass mansion. You know what I'm saying? All the paparazzi up at my grill.
But what have you accomplished?
You know what I'm saying? I'm living the American dream.
But what
you got to weigh my balls on a triple beam.
I don't even know what that means.
But I don't
K-Fed,
either.
What have you accomplished besides marrying a fat chick? I mean, that's the extent of what you've done.
Rich
well, fat that's chick. Funny you should say that, but a bean? That's what my next song's about. You know what I'm saying? This is called Count Blackula.
Count Blackula.
I have been sucking on the neck of all these bitches that come in my life, taking them for everything they worth, and I just keep on progressing with my life, and I drop them. Look what's happened to Britney since I left her.
Yep.
What's that? The bitch done gone bonkers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is
she
true.
She can't live without me, you know what I'm saying? I'm like the host of the cancer. Once I'm done, you done too, bitch.
Okay.
Recognize.
So you're going to perform a song live here?
I think so.
All right.
I wrote it while I was running the board over there with Psycho Mike, so yeah,
that
this might not
douche.
Go too well.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, that guy's a douche.
Live music from KFed.
All right, hit it, Steve.
Here in Fullerton.
Yeah, yeah. Ladies, you best get an extra pair of panties, because I'm about to hoo ride on your face. And boys, you know what I'm talking about. Aww. I'm bigger, I'm badder, I'm blacker than ever. Call me Count Blackula, cause I'm sucking that cheddar out the neck of every bitch that comes my way. The more I impregnate, the more bitches pay. Douchebag, dressing really baggy clothes. Wanna be black so bad, I got a bone in my nose. Blacker than Seal, darker than Wesley Snipes. I'm blacker than Gene Simmons' hair at midnight. Wiener so long, I got custom-made draws. So white trash, I got a mullet on my balls. Bitch, you know I don't play. I smoke weed, rock the Xbox every single day. Ain't got no job, I still make money. When it comes to gold digging, crap ain't funny. I'm K-Fed, number one gold digger. I hate being white, but I love being a wigger. Slick down my cornrows with my soul glow. Pick out my afro, pull down my pants low. Drive a Cadillac, I'm slanging that crack. If I got a good tan, I know I could be black, cause I'm the Afro DG app. I tip my 40, now I'm horny and I'm on the attack. Wiener is long, wiener is strong, and it points to the ceiling when it's time to get it on. Assalamu alaikum, everybody face Mecca. Kevin Federline, I'm the home wrecker. Yeah, all right.
Woo!
Keep that going. And when I say K, you say fed. K,
fed.
K, fed. When I say kill, you say whitey.
What?
Kill.
Whitey.
Kill.
Whitey.
When I say frizz, you say no. Frizz.
No.
Frizz.
No.
When I say cake, you say fed. Cake.
Fed.
Cake.
Fed.
That's right, I quit this bitch.
Oh. Woo. Look at that. K-Fed, ladies and gentlemen.
Just moved up to number 5.
We will meet again, the top finalists for Miss Double December 2008 in their bikinis when we return right after this from the world-famous K-Rock.
Things are going quite well in Fullerton, wouldn't you say?
I think so. I think the crowd is having a nice time.
Random women are now just stepping up on the stage for the fun of it.
And just dancing.
Yes.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. It's not just your average Friday morning at the end of November. Today is the day that we have the pageant and the coronation for Miss Double December 2008. You can still vote for about another 45 more minutes at krock.com. Ralph said earlier, closest voting competition ever, by the way.
Yeah.
Never been tighter, if you get my meaning. So you can do that. And if you haven't seen the girls yet, there's pictures up, there's videos up. But what you're going to see streaming on K-Rock right now, it may be what you need to put you over the top for who you're going to vote for.
This is how you really get to know the girls.
That's right.
On more ways than one. It's our swimsuit competition.
Come on.
And also the interview portion of the pageant.
Oh, wow.
So swimsuit and interview.
That's right.
All right.
So let's please bring up, you've seen her before when she was performing, and now she or she is in her swimsuit competition, Kelly, ladies and gentlemen. Bring up Kelly.
Well, that's just, that ought to be.
Kelly in her bikini.
That's insane.
Kelly, your question for the interview portion of the competition. Kelly, if you could go back in a time machine, besides going back to keep Bean's parents from meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Where and when would you go?
Where and when would I go?
If you were in a time machine. You were in a time machine. Where would you go?
I would go probably back to the 70s because I believe that that was the most fun, where they could shake their ass and do their thing.
There you go.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Kelly, why don't you do a little walk down the catwalk real quick for everybody.
So Kelly would use the advantage of being able to travel through time to party harder.
Yes, she would.
Basically, that's how she would use that gift.
Why try to prevent 9/11 when you can party?
Exactly. Good point, buddy.
Why kill Hitler when you can party in Studio 54?
Hey, I like Kelly's answer.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you so much.
Fantastic.
How is she keeping that swimsuit even on her top, Ralph?
I don't know.
That must be weights and pulleys or something. There's no other explanation for that.
Next in our swimsuit interview competition is Tawny. Tawny, come on up, sweetie.
Tawny's 28 from Wade Park.
Well, Tawny's just fallen out of the bottom of that.
Here you go, Tawny. Here's your microphone. Here's your question for the interview portion. Congratulations. You've just received one free pass to punch anybody in the face you'd like.
Oh!
Wow!
Yes!
Okay. Again, a good use of powers.
I believe that was a concession speech.
Thank you, Tawny. Thank you so much.
Now I hope she wins. By the way, I gotta tell you, I will look forward to another year of that. All right. We've met Kelly and Tawny. Up next is Cassidy, right, Ralph?
Cassidy, come on up.
Wow.
Oh, woo! Baby. You just look great. Here's your microphone, Cassidy. And here's your interview question. Cassidy,
yes.
Britney Spears has decided to finally turn her life around and stop being a white trash whore. She calls you for some life coaching advice. What do you tell her?
Close your leg, bitch!
There you go.
Close your leg, bitch.
Wow.
Thank you, Cassidy. Thank you. Why don't you do a little walk on the catwalk for everybody?
Nicely done.
And by the way, she summed up in such a few amount of words something we've all been thinking.
Haven't we all wanted to say that at one point or another?
That was beautiful. That is Cassidy right there.
Thank you, Cassidy.
Very nice.
Thank you so much.
It looks like every single K-Rock listener here has four cameras.
Yeah, who are all these people with the flashbulbs going off?
It's like being on Robertson Drive while Britney's shopping right now.
Exactly. The paparazzi in here. Yes.
All right, for those playing the home game, go to krock.com, cast your vote. You've seen Kelly, Tawny, and Cassidy in the swimsuit competition and interview portion. We've got plenty more girls, and we're going to get right to them when we come back right after this, live from Fullerton on the world-famous K-Rock.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. We have done a lot of remote broadcasts. This one is going to end poorly.
I think so.
You are listening to the greatest Kevin and Bean show that's ever been aired.
By the way, the only reason this, I probably shouldn't say this, but the only reason this place hasn't been shut down is that Alex, assistant producer Alex, keeps showing the fire marshal her boobs. That's the only reason they haven't pulled the plug on this thing yet.
And he keeps forgetting how many people are in here.
Right, exactly. So anyway, it's the Miss Double December pageant and coronation. You can watch it live on the website at krock.com. We have met in bikinis Kelly, Tawny, and Cassidy. Ralph Garman on the stage here at the Slide Bar in Fullerton is going to introduce us to our next round of girls.
Voting is still open at krock.com. We need your votes. It is very close. This is, some say, the most crucial part of the competition. It is the swimsuit slash interview portion of our contest. So please welcome again Drea up on stage. Drea, come on up. Drea's very sparkly in her bikini. Drea, here's your microphone.
All right, thank you, Ralph.
Why don't you do it? Why don't you do a little walk down the catwalk real quick before we interview you, okay?
Drea's 21. She's from San Dimas.
Oh, my God.
And she knows how to work a runway.
She sure does.
Oh.
And a pole, apparently.
If Drea's looking for a pole, I am right here.
Oh, yeah.
Here's
yeah.
your microphone.
The least sexy thing that's
and
ever been said.
Here is your interview question.
Okay.
Let's say it's last call at the slide bar. What signals do you give a guy to show that you're interested in going at it like Lindsay Lohan in a closet at Promises?
Yeah.
What signals do you give
a man? For me to be trying to pick up on the guy at a bar.
Right.
Basically. Here at Slider, which I am very familiar with, I would basically be like, hey, you know what? I really like your belt. Your belt's really hot.
So you go right for the crotch?
That shirt, it suits you well. How about you give me your number? Or, if you want, you can have mine.
All right.
Very direct. Nice. Very direct.
Good,
okay.
Very good.
Nice job, Drea.
That is Drea, 21, San Dimas. Hey, Petros, when you were on the team, could you pull a woman like Drea? Were you getting that?
Only if she left out the back door, brother.
I don't
even
want to
be seen going out
like
the
it.
Front. You know what I'm saying?
Next up in the swimsuit interview competition is Cassandra. Cassandra, come on up, sweetie.
Cassandra, crowd favorite here.
Hi, darling. How are you? Here's your microphone for your interview question. Why don't you do a little spin down the catwalk before we get to the interview?
Cassandra, 24, from Chino Hills.
Chino!
Chino, eh?
Chino!
Chino, that's clean.
Very, very beautiful.
I've never seen anything like that in person.
Cassandra, here's your question. If you could trade lives with one person for one night, who would it be, and what would you do?
Well, he's kind of dead now, but I had to say Bob Marley.
Marley?
Because we all know what he does every single night, or did every single night, and I think anybody would trade a place to be.
You would just get stoned out of your mind.
Yes.
He's kind of dead.
He is kind of dead.
Kind of dead. Thank you, Cassandra. Thank you so much for your answer.
When you smoke that much weed, you're never completely dead.
No, just kind of.
He might still come back, Pete. You don't know.
I'm waiting.
And lastly, Elizabeth. Let's bring Elizabeth back on stage.
Yes.
For this particular round in the swimsuit interview competition. Elizabeth, do a little spin down the runway for everyone to see. Oh, she is a little undressing. She's draping me in her pirate scarf.
Elizabeth is 21 from Newport Beach.
And he's the It's a scarf.
She is number 6 of 9 contestants we'll meet here this hour.
Here's voting your microphone, open. And here is your interview question. If you become Miss Double December, there's an excellent chance you may become famous enough to star in your own celebrity sex video.
Excellent.
What other celebrity would be your co-star, and what would the title of that video be?
Oh, my God. There's just so many.
Right. Who would you pick?
Let's see. Probably Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon. All
yeah.
Right.
He's gay.
Hey, you know what? Turn him straight, baby.
And what would the
allegedly.
Name, what would the name of your video be?
And the name of my video would be, let's see, Sing Me and Spank Me Sexy.
Well, there you go.
All right.
Thank you so much.
I thought she was going to go with Al Roker and How's the Weather.
Let's make sure Mr. Fallon gets a copy of this tape, by the
absolutely.
Way. I think he'll enjoy it very much. All right, Matt Money Smith, we haven't gone to you in a while. What do you think about these 6 girls we've seen so far?
It's very hard for me to make a decision.
But I bet it is. That's what she said.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with, what was the last girl from the last round? Cassandra,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I like her.
You're still in love with her. Okay, all right.
I like her a lot.
Three more to go.
Yeah. Right, so I got 3 more?
More in our interview and swimsuit competition, and then we'll announce the big winner of the Miss Double December competition.
And we will be right back from Fullerton on the world-famous K-Rock.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ at 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Petros Papadakis is here. He was just doing an interview with Dan Patrick from ESPN and said, I got to go. I'm judging a Miss Double D contest.
Yeah. Well done, P. Thank you for that.
I had to jump from this back to that to this.
Right back to this.
But isn't this how they choose the Nobel laureates every year?
Yes. Same way.
Exactly the same. Bob Marley's kind of dead.
Hey, congratulations real quick, guys, before we get back to girls in bikinis. Devin Sencita from West Covina, thanks for listening. You heard Linkin Park a few minutes ago. We're caller 21. Your tickets and backstage passes for night number 2 of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2007. You want to listen for Misery Business by Paramore between 11 and noon. Where are we, Ralph, in the competition?
We are at our final 3 competitors in the swimsuit and interview competition part of the Miss Double December pageant. So I'd like to bring up you, your final 3 contestants, and this is your last chance, folks at home. They're watching us on the internet. If you want to vote for Miss Double December, this is your last chance, so pay attention. Here's your chance to get to know a little bit better Irene. Let's bring Irene up on stage. Irene, why don't you do a little turn down the runway for everyone?
Irene is 24 years old. She is from West Covina, and no one has ever worn a tiny white bikini as well as that.
Orale, Wesco. Yeah. West Covina's clean.
Thank you, Rudy. Good to see you.
Go to BJ's and Wesco Raiders.
Right off the 10, eh?
Irene, here's your microphone. Use it wisely. And here is your question for the interview portion of our competition. Have you ever asked anyone to autograph your ass? And if so, what happened during that request?
Last Talk Like a Pirate Day, I sweetly asked Bean.
Me?
After I got broken up with.
Right.
To sign my ass.
Sign your ass.
He said no.
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 He's
no.
Dead. Heresy. Heresy.
But at least he was nice about it, right?
What?
At least he was nice about it, right?
No, he wasn't nice. Oh. He said no like 4 times, but like in a not nice way.
A-hole.
What?
Bean's gay. Well, I think we all know Bean's gay.
Wow. He's a fan.
Oh, come on. Why
and
is
guess
this?
What? Since I got my boobs, you cannot sign my boobs.
Oh.
Because you're so awful about the
Irene,
first part.
I'm sorry about that. I made a mistake.
Thank you, Irene.
Let's kill Bean. Let's kill Bean.
Thank you, Irene.
I am the only one chanting.
Why is this why did this turn into a revenge play?
That was a random question, too. I don't know how she ended up with that question.
Why did it turn into Kill Bean, Volume 1 and 2? How did that happen?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome up on the stage once again, Caitlin. Caitlin, come up on stage, darling.
Well, that's sex on a stick right there.
Just a real quick walk down the runway before we get to your interview question.
Oh, Lord, Ralph.
I'd like it to be.
Sex on a stick.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you better.
She pretty.
Here's your microphone for your interview question, and here's your question. If you were a cat burglar and you could get away with one perfect robbery, what famous item would you steal and why?
And don't say a cat because you're a cat burglar. Okay.
Cat burglar.
What would you steal?
I would steal famous jewels from a museum.
Famous jewels.
An excellent answer.
Jewelry District, downtown, Hill Street, Jewelry District. Be there.
She would steal the famous jewels.
All right.
That's a tough one.
She opened her mouth and her brains fell out.
Our ninth and final pageant contestant, Ralph.
Our final contestant. We should mention we did have 10 contestants.
Yes.
Our number 10 contestant had to drop out at the last minute due to an illness in her family. So, which
we appreciate. We thank her for her efforts, and maybe she can try again next year.
That's why we have 9 contestants. Please welcome Chanel up on stage for one more time. Chanel. She looks a little like Allie Larder, I think, from Heroes, if you ask me. Do a little walk down the runway for us, why don't you, Chanel?
21 years old, from Fullerton. It's a 21. Hometown girl.
How does she not fall over? How does she stay upright?
Wow.
Seriously.
The miracle of physics.
Here is your interview question microphone, and here is... Take a step forward so we can get you on the camera here at home. Let me ask you your interview question. If the only way you could keep a nuclear bomb from being dropped on Los Angeles... was to sleep with one of the Kevin and Bean Show members. Which member would you choose and why?
Lisa!
And
best
why? And why?
Because she's one hot bitch.
Because she's one hot bitch. Absolutely. An excellent answer. Thank you, Chanel.
By the way, that's the only acceptable answer.
Absolutely. Yes. Otherwise, just let the bomb go off.
I would not want to be the person who had to decide. I guess that's why we're letting the audience
do it.
Great
bunch of gals.
Unbelievable. Yes, let's hear it for all 9 of the contestants this year for Miss Double December. Now, when we come back, we have the capability to tabulate the votes. We are going to be bringing out your top 3, right?
We're going to run them backstage to our laptop computer. Okay. We're going to look at the votes, and we're going to bring up the top 3.
And we'll also meet all of the previous Miss Double Decembers who are here as well.
We will.
We'll do all of that from the slide bar in Fullerton. We'll be back with more after this on the World Famous K-Rock.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the World Famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ from the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Cafe in Fullerton, California.
Wow, the tension is really building.
It is a fever pitch here today.
It is.
I hope we make it out of here alive. That's all I'm saying.
I do too. Voting is closed at KROQ.com, by the way. You can still go to the website and see the action here in the Slide Bar in Fullerton. We are streaming it here this morning, but the voting is closed and... many, 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 many thousands of votes have been cast, and I guess in a moment we're going to be announcing the top 3.
I'm telling you, between the top 3, there's just, really, in some cases, a couple hundred votes.
Right, exactly.
Very close.
We would like to invite all losers to spend the evening with Money and I on AM radio.
I'm sure that's their goal, Petros. Thank you for that. Hey, before we bring out the 9 girls again and find out who our 3 finalists are, how about some love for some of the former Miss Double Decembers who are down here today?
Absolutely.
Let's bring them up on stage, and we'll start with Melissa, Miss Double December 2002.
One of our favorites. How adorable is she?
Does Melissa have a mic?
Yes, she does.
Melissa, how are you, sweetheart?
I'm good. How are you?
Why do you look better today than you did when you won back in 2001? It's unbelievable to me.
What are you saying about her in 2001, Bean?
I'm saying she was unbelievable then, but look at her now. Wow. Before one of the girls in the house becomes Miss Double December for 2008, what would you tell them? What do you remember most from your time wearing the crown?
Let's see. I think you need to have a good tolerance to alcohol.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I remember your first event. Yes. I think it was Acoustic Christmas. You were loaded.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Melissa, did you enjoy it, though? Is it something you look back on fondly?
Oh, my gosh. So much fun.
I love the fact that so many of the girls have stayed in the Kevin and Bean family. Like, we stay in touch with them. We still see them, too.
Absolutely.
Which I think is
great.
I got
to tell you, the first person that got me a drink today was Melissa.
How about that?
As soon as I walked in. Like 5:30.
Let's hear it for Melissa, everybody, for coming down here to Fullerton today. Wonderful to see you, my dear. Now let's bring up Miss Double December for 2003. The beautiful Veronica is here.
Veronica.
Who I'm very deeply in love with and always have been. Hi, Veronica.
Hi, Bean.
How's your baby? Veronica was known as the pregnant Miss Double December.
Yes, which,
by the way, everyone warned us about when we picked a Mexican. Do you remember?
That's right.
Everybody warned us.
They have a lot of kids.
And we said, we're not worried about that. It's going to be fine.
Everybody reminds me every year. Yeah. There's like, did you listen to Kevin and Bean?
How old is our child now?
He's 3 and a half.
Wow.
Does he look anything like me? Because you still won't let me come see him.
He has your eyes.
Sure, he does.
That's great. Now, what do you remember besides morning sickness about your reign as Miss Double December?
I remember going to the singles parties and drinking Shirley Temples.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's right.
That's what she was drinking.
Trying to be sexy with my little belly, but I look great now, though.
You do
right?
look great. She looks unbelievable. I wish she'd entered again, I'll tell you that.
I know.
Let's hear it for Veronica. This
Thank
Double
you, Veronica.
D 2003. Great to see you again, my dear. All right, next up, one that I'm sure many of you here today know. She's another one of our all-time favorites. Christy, Miss Double December 2004, ladies and gentlemen.
Christy.
Wow. How are you, Christy? How you doing?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Now, the thing about Christy is she has never stopped being a tireless supporter and fan of the Kevin and Bean Show. Yes. You are out there working it for us.
I love the Double D's, and I love all the tatas out in this bar.
She does. I can vouch for that. She does.
Now, Christy, what advice would you give the woman who's about to inherit the crown?
My advice to all the girls that are going to, like, try to bear the crown or bear the crown, show the tatas. Show the love to everyone out there. Because without the K-Rock fans, there would be no Tata.
That's right. Okay. That's true.
Remember in Vegas? Last time we were in Vegas?
Oh, yeah. She put them on the glass.
Christy was kind enough to put them up on the glass for us while we were broadcasting.
She did, yes.
Thank you, sweetie.
Let's hear it for Christy, everybody.
Thank you for you and your tatas.
And we've saved the best for last, by the way.
Here's the big transition.
I know.
Or transition.
Whichever word. Ladies and gentlemen, the reigning Kevin and Bean Miss Double December is the beautiful Lauren, Miss Double December
Lauren!
2007.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Lauren. What have you been up to? What's going on?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
What have you been up to? What have you been doing?
Trying to stay dry today.
Yeah.
Trying to get a little drunk today.
Oh, she's drinking right now.
Just
Good.
Pick it up, whatever random glass is there.
Feel free. Dirt bagging a drink. I like it.
Now, there you go. Yeah,
drink that.
No,
yeah,
it.
Do it.
Yours,
it. Do it.
She's taking money's drink now. All right.
She is a goer. I'm going to be sorry to see her go, though, unfortunately.
Like unfortunately, she's a goer, so she will be going.
She has to go.
Wait, what's the question?
Oh, never mind.
Last time we saw you, you were a blonde, and what happened? Now you're a brunette.
Oh, yeah. It grew out.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Very good.
That is a great question, though, because I don't know how that works either.
Thank you, Lauren. Congratulations on your year's reign of being Miss Double December.
Oh, fantastic.
But now it is time to pass the crown to someone else.
It's sad and happy all at the same time, isn't it?
It is.
Ralph's getting set in the middle of the stage. We've got the webcast up.
It's down to the final decision. Please give a round of applause to our final contestants, the top nine Miss Double December contestants for 2008. Girls, fill the stage. Fill the stage. Kelly, walk all the way down. Girls, follow all the way down. What an amazing crop of young ladies we have cultivated.
They really are. And Ralph, if you'll permit me, I'd like to tell the girls what they're going to be winning as Miss Double December for 2008.
Please do, Bean.
The winner receives a crown, roses, a handmade sash made by our own Ralph Garman.
Yes.
Also tickets to the 2008 concerts, including the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas in a couple of weeks, including next year's Weenie Roast. Invitations to our singles party, trips to Las Vegas, all special Kevin and Bean broadcasts. Also, a year's supply of vitamin water with a vitamin water snowboard will Miss Double December receive. She and all of the girls, by the way, the winners and losers, receive Wiener Schnitzel gift cards and product from JT Intimates Lingerie and Paul Frank Industries.
That's a lot of stuff.
So there's a prize package for all nine girls, win or lose.
Can I butt in here? Did you say Wiener Schnitzel?
I did.
That's, you know, the girls love the Wiener.
That's certainly
the prize right there.
They certainly do.
Oh, security, we've got crazy women on the platform.
All right. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at K-Rock. It's 9:30. We told you this is when we were going to be starting to announce the winners for this year's competition. What do we have, Ralph?
I'd like the following three girls to stay on the stage because this is our runner-up, our second runner-up, and our Miss Double December. Okay, the following three girls stay on the stage. Cassandra, Irene, and Cassidy, please stay on the stage. The rest of the girls, please step off the stage. Cassandra, Irene, and Cassidy, please stay on the stage. The rest of the girls, thank you so much for all your help. We really appreciate it. You girls were amazing. We really appreciate it.
And we will be back with the winner from Fullerton on the world-famous K-Rock.
All right, if you say so.
Apparently we will, right after this.
Oh, no.
Christine?
Really?
Welcome to my world.
Awesome.
What happened?
Is he mean Christine and Cassidy?
Nope. Oh. Hey, you guys are on.
Hey, Ron, how about that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow, I wonder what, how much people heard. That's very interesting.
It's the Kevin Beach Show on K-Rock, like you can't tell, live in Fullerton today. By the way, let me get some business out of the way before we bring the three finalists out and meet our winner.
Absolutely.
Our newest WD. How about the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Cafe, ladies and gentlemen?
Fantastic.
They have hosted the pageant this year. They
couldn't
have been any more awesome. Their staff could not have been any more awesome. They were amazing. Slidebarcafe.com is the place. And I want to thank Petros and Money for stopping by, too.
Thrill of my life to be here.
Thank you for having us.
What are you guys, where are you guys this afternoon? Where are you working from?
You know, 4 to 7, AM 570, Laker game tonight. I was up until 1 last night. Found it very hard to get out of bed.
Hey, yeah, sure you did.
Really
what that was like, didn't you?
Really struggled to get out.
Sure you did.
Now, you've seen our three finalists. You see who the three final girls are. We're going to bring them back on stage here in a second. Do you have a favorite? Do you have one you hope will win?
It cannot affect voting. I can no
cannot affect voting.
Voting
is now
voting
closed.
Is closed.
You're just you're now Randy Jackson on American Idol, dog.
I think Cassidy's my dog.
Cassidy's your dog?
Is that her name? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
How about
Cassidy,
you, Pete?
Yeah, I like Cassidy. She's got the wave over haircut from the Big Wave Dave Surf Shop t-shirt back in the day.
All right. Let's bring him back up, Ralph.
Please welcome back onto our stage our three finalists in the Miss Double December contest for 2008. Cassandra, Irene, and Cassidy. Come back on stage, ladies.
Wow. This is very tense. Now you know how Seacrest feels when he's standing up there.
I do. I feel like I'm with Jordan Sparks.
Exactly.
And somebody else.
Can we just have all three?
I wish we could.
Oh.
What we're going to do is... we will announce first our second runner-up, the girl who got the third most votes in our competition this year. We're going to give her her roses and thank her as she will step off the stage. Then we'll be left with our first runner-up and our brand-new Miss Double December for 2008. So please be kind as the girls accept their awards. Our second runner-up for Miss Double December 2008.
Say it.
I'm Seacresting it.
I know you are.
Say it.
Seacresting it. Is Irene.
Thank you, Irene.
Thank you so much, baby.
Second runner up.
Thank you so much for participating.
Way to go.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks for playing the home game.
Wow.
Okay. It's so tough to see any go because every one of them would make a great Miss Double D, but unfortunately, there's only one winner, unfortunately.
Oh, the disappointment is out of control.
Now, our first runner-up and our Miss Double December are on stage right now. In case, of course, that our Miss Double December can't fulfill her duties.
Or gets pregnant.
The first runner-up will take over as Miss Double December 2008. But the first runner-up for Miss Double December 2008 is... right after this break, we're not doing
it. No! Say it!
Is Cassandra. Thank you, Cassandra. Miss Double December for 2008 is Cassidy, everybody. Cassidy is our winner for 2008.
Ralph, you have a sash. You have
a
crown.
I have a homemade sash here.
She is jumping up and down, which was worth the price of admission.
Put your arm through here, baby. Put your arm through here. There you go. There's your sash.
Ralph made that by hand.
Here's your crown. Let's get your crown on here.
Look at that.
Oh, it looks so great. And finally, your bouquet of red roses as our brand new Miss Double December for 2008. Cassidy, walk the runway, baby. You've earned it.
Now, Ralph, I hate to jump in here at an inopportune time. There's one more item that needs to happen before she's officially Miss Double D.
I believe there
it's like
is.
You won the election, now you have to be sworn in.
You want to talk to her first and see how she feels?
I do.
Go
I do.
Talk
absolutely.
First. Here's your microphone, sweetie. There you go. Congratulations.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh
the number
my God.
One vote getter this year was Cassidy.
How do you
Thanks
feel, Cass?
Everyone who voted.
Kind of breathless right now. I was not expecting this, but I feel.
It's weird to be breathless with those huge lungs.
How about that?
Wait, 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 stop, stop. They are real.
The crowd wants some kissing to go on. Now, Ralph, how does the crown change hands? I forget.
Well, if you've ever listened to the show, you know that the crown actually changes hands through a passionate kiss from the former Miss Double December to the current Miss Double
December. That's right. I remember that now that you say that. Yes. I do remember that.
So we can have our current Miss Double December, Lauren, come up on stage.
All right.
And Miss Double December for next year. Cassidy, please share.
Oh!
Whoa. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Beautiful.
The crown has been passed. Congratulations to Cassidy, our brand new Miss Double December 2008. Woo! Congratulations, Cassidy.
Let's hear the song. Take one more walk up the runway.
Do one more walk down the runway, if you would, for us.
And thanks to all the girls, by the way. They were terrific
this
year. Congratulations,
Cassidy. A great crop of girls.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December. She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
Nice melons.
She's got the guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, Mike, this is hard.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you on Monday.
You get the hell out!
Cut, print, gay.
Hey, you boys leave. You can't come back.
Oh, gee, you hear that? If we leave, we can't come back.
Oh, no. What should we do?
All right, stop that. That's just ridiculous. Cut that. Enough of that. Boo. Get out. Get out. Get out of the DJ booth. That's enough.
Well, what did everybody think?
That stunk.
Worst episode ever.
So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
This is